off. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. I'm sure we'll be hearing from Alex. And I got to tell you, with all the news developing today, it was tough for me to decide what to lead the broadcast with. Is it the medical tyranny news? Is it the open border news? Is it the potential geopolitical struggle that could lead to world war news happening in Venezuela, happening in Iran? Is it all the violence happening to Trump supporters right now? So much to get to. Is it the Russian collusion delusion narrative falling flat today with the Barr hearing being a total dud? I mean, a total dud, folks. Pathetic. The Democrats up there bringing fake news, and Barr is literally tired of it. He's up there yawning, drinking water, rolling his eyes. These people are a joke. But instead, I decided to go with what's happening right now with Ilhan Omar. And you've had a thwarted terror attack in Maryland that's getting almost no news coverage. But I want to play this clip of Ilhan Omar because we've reached an interesting point, or we're just beginning to get there. And I've seen this coming for a while. But I think we're about to reach ahead with this, especially with the rhetoric of Omar right now. But listen to what Ilhan Omar said in a speech to CARE just this week.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Now, I want to play that short clip one more time because I want you to hear what she's saying here and really think about what she didn't say. So listen to again. I'm not sure if she's actually speaking at a CARE event, but she's speaking at an Islamic event. This is Ilhan Omar. Listen to what she says. Listen closely to what she says about 9/11. Play it again.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
So according to Ilhan Omar, on 9/11, some people did something. Now, to the average American, you'd just say, well, wait a second. Here's a Muslim woman, proud Muslim woman, wears the hijab, says some people did something. They don't understand the layers of complexities to what she didn't say. Now, what she's saying to her audience, because they understand it, is Jews did 9/11. That's what she's saying to her audience, a bunch of Muslims that hate the Jews. But the American hears that and says, well, wait a second, what didn't she say? Some people did something? So it wasn't radical Islamic terrorists? It wasn't radical Islamic terrorists that flew airplanes into the Twin Towers? It wasn't radical Islam responsible for that terror attack? Now, look, I don't want this culture war of Islam versus Jews in the West. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. Say what you want about Jews and Zionists. The average American and the average Jew are compatible, and the Jewish culture and everything has assimilated in the West. Islam is not assimilating, folks. And now you had a mass potential terror attack in Maryland thwarted where a young man wanted to drive a truck and kill a bunch of people for Islam. More on the other side.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
time to be alive. What an opportunity to change the world. We're live broadcasting from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. The InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go ahead and give me a quick doc cam of the desk here, because I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of news to get to, and it's all important, and I'm going to need to stay focused for the next 4 hours I'll be on air here, and we're going to get to all this news. Hopefully we'll have time to take your phone calls. Dan Lyman may be joining us. He's got breaking news out of Europe, but here's the deal. I need to get focused. I've already done one broadcast today, trolling the Democrats here in Austin, Avocado Day. We'll air some of that later on, but I'm going to have to be focused, and I'm going to need energy for the next 4 hours. So I'm going to go ahead and hit my turbo force right now at 11:07 a.m. So I'll be energized and ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and hit the turbo force right now. And I got to give credit to one of our great reporters, Will Johnson, for turning me on to turbo force with hot water, drinking it like tea. I got to give him credit. I was just drinking it like you would an energy shot, basically. And I was just pouring the Turbo Force packet into about 8 ounces of water and then just downing it. But I got to say, drinking it warm and sipping on it like tea, that's the kind of the way to go, I think, during the live show. Instead of just getting that immediate jolt and rush, kind of having it sustain and last. So it's Turbo Force. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And anybody who's tried it knows that the energy is real and that you get that burst from Turbo Force. In fact, should we do what we did yesterday? Can you get that doc cam shot again? Because here's what happens when I stir my Turbo Force like this on air. It's really satisfying. It's oddly satisfying. And then it helps me like find my chi. There's just something about it. Yes. Find your chi. Find the energy with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm getting ready for a long 4-hour broadcast, and I need my energy. I'm sipping Turbo Force mixed with hot water, and I find my chi as I host the Alex Jones Show. It's magic. It's Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. All right. So now that I've got that taken care of, you can get your Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Experience the rush of energy for yourself. Now, this is really complex because my goal is to put it widely, change the world. But to put it specifically is to awaken people and to just open one mind, open one mind's eye, open one third eye, awaken one individual at a time. So when that is the goal, when that is the mission, there's different tactics and things that you do to accomplish that. And so, for example, going out today as a Bernie supporter to the Democrat offices so they could kick me out and throw me under the bus just to prove how the Democrats hate Bernie and he's about to get thrown under the bus by the Democrats again, how Democrats don't care about their voters. That's just one example. We'll air that later. But what's happening right now with Ilhan Omar is another example, because I don't like Ilhan Omar. She's a snake. And I don't think she has good intentions for the West and for America. And yes, I'm not Islamophobic. I'm not worried about radical Islam because of 9/11. No, I'm worried about radical Islam because of everything that's happened since 9/11. I'm worried about Muslims that want to come to the West after seeing the Middle East destroyed for the last 20 years and do a little destruction of their own, like an individual in Maryland. Islamic terrorists behind planned Maryland truck attack wanted to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. The story's at InfoWars.com. You're not hearing too much about that Islamic jihadist, are you? But here's the twist. I don't believe the official narrative of 9/11. Not one bit. Osama bin Laden was a boogeyman. Radical Islamic terror was a boogeyman that's now become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So yeah, when you gaslight radical Islam, then it becomes a threat. When you let it in, it becomes a threat. But so then there's Ilhan Omar, who's like both sides of the coin. On one hand, in fact, let's play the clip so that we can have better context here. Listen to what Ilhan Omar said at a Muslim event this week.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Let me translate what she's actually saying to her crowd. Jews did 9/11, and now Islam or Muslims are losing their civil liberties. That's what she's actually saying. Now, she doesn't say that because she can't say that, but her audience knows what she means. Now, the average American doesn't know what she means. The average American hears that and says, wow, here's a radical Muslim who doesn't believe 9/11 happened or who doesn't believe the official narrative of 9/11. Well, yeah, we were lied to about 9/11. That's true. It doesn't take much research to learn that the official narrative of 9/11 is a bunch of bullhickey. Oh, the biggest structure fire, the biggest skyscrapers, the only skyscrapers at that time to ever come down from a fire. You had molten lava sitting at the base of the tower for 2 years. That's never happened before or again. But magically, the passports were preserved perfectly on top of the rubble. Oh, yes, because that's how the world works. And that plane crash in Pennsylvania where there wasn't a plane. And that plane crash on the Pentagon where, again, you can't find a plane. So, Ilhan Omar is right to insinuate that we've been lied to about 9/11. Absolutely. But now, as an American, I have to realize what's happening on a larger issue. And again, this is what I've seen coming. The clash of civilizations, the clash of cultures between Jews and Muslims is now in the West, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? You, the average American that has nothing to do with Jews or nothing to do with Muslims, guess what? You're going to get tied up into it because you're going to be walking in Maryland one day and some radical Muslim is going to come up behind you in a truck and run you down. Again, the story's at InfoWars.com. A radical Islamic terrorist was planning a truck attack in Maryland to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. Why? Because people like Ilhan Omar are here saying Muslims are losing their civil liberties because 9/11 was a lie. And in a certain aspect, she's right. But as an American, I see what comes on the other side of her approach to this, and I lose my civil liberties because I've already lost my civil liberties. You see? I get groped in an anal probe every time I want to fly now, thanks to 9/11. So we all lost our civil liberties on 9/11. Let's all figure out what happened.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This is a real difficult one, ladies and gentlemen. Because right now, the clash of cultures between Jews and Muslims is hitting the West hitting America, which is a Christian nation, mind you. And so now Christian families in this Christian nation are about to have their lives impacted and their lives changed because of the clash of civilizations between Jews and Muslims. That's where this is headed. We've already had multiple radical Islamic terror attacks, not just happening in Europe, but in the West. Obviously, it all goes back to 9/11, though, where we were lied to. We were lied into war. And what we were told happened was a bill of goods to send us into the Middle East to destabilize, enrich a bunch of people, bring in central banks, bring in regime change, control the new oil pipelines. It's pretty much all on record. It's all a joke. They do movies about it. So yeah, guess what? Then Obama gets elected, continues to bomb the Middle East for 8 more years, more countries. You don't think those people want to kill the ones they feel are responsible, whether they think it's Jews or whether they think it's Americans? And so we have another radical terror threat just in Maryland. Islamic terrorists behind planned Maryland truck attack wanted to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. Now, again, I'm going to play this clip one more time, and then I'm going to bury this issue, and maybe we bring it up later with phone calls. But listen to what Ilhan Omar said, and actually, I think this was actually a couple weeks ago at an Islamic event. Listen to what she says, because this is so key, and we have to face this as Americans now before it gets worse, folks. Here's what Ilhan Omar said about 9/11.
CARE was founded after 9/11. Because they recognized that some people did something.
She means
and
Jews.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberty.
She means Muslims. And they now are bringing that war to the West, to America. So you better wake up, America. We better figure out what the hell happened on 9/11, or that's going to be used to bring the clash of civilizations from the Middle East with Jews and Muslims right here to your backyard. So if that's what you want, keep burying your head in the sand. But now all day long, all we're going to see is people pointing fingers at Ilhan Omar, people saying she's anti-Semitic. How about anti-Americans? Can we do something about all the anti-Americans in our government? I'm sick and damn tired of hearing about anti-Semites. How about anti-Americans? I'm American! And this is just like... But this is what you're going to hear. Back and forth, tit for tat. Jew, Muslim, Jew, Muslim. Ilhan Omar says... Stephen Miller is a white nationalist. I think Stephen Miller is a great American. I think what he's doing for this country is great. Oh, but see, he's Jewish. And so these radical Muslims hate him. They blame the Jews for everything. They blame the Jews for 9/11, which then destabilized the Middle East with American intervention. They blame it all on the Jews. Do you know America has more Jews in it than any other country? Yeah. See what's going on, folks? You better wake up. So Ilhan Omar's right to insinuate that we were lied to about 9/11. We better make sure we're right in our response to what she says. Now, folks, here's the deal. It's because the way we approach and disseminate information is why we get banned and censored on such a mass scale. It's because we talk about inside jobs. It's because we talk about conspiracies. It's because we talk about government cover-ups. Who told you Russian collusion was all fake from the very beginning? Who told you they were going to plan something like the fake Russian collusion narrative the night Trump was elected? InfoWars did. Now, I could go on and sit here and talk about how InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, but if you've been listening long enough, you already know that. But what you might not know is that we are the most censored news organization in the world, definitely in America. And I kind of have to laugh. And it's I don't know what's behind the humor I get from this, but you know, every day you're seeing new conservatives get banned off YouTube, other conservatives get banned off Facebook and this, that, or the other thing. And they make a big fuss about it. And I just kind of sit here and sip on my tea with my pinky raised, like, oh, you've been banned now, have you? Oh, you've been banned, have you? Well, I guess that's none of my business, is it? Oh, you mean everyone else is getting banned after InfoWars got banned? Wow, who told you that was going to happen? Who warned you about that? What did you do then? Ah, what you did. You sipped your tea and you know what you said? That's none of my business. So you know what I'm doing now? Ah, it's none of my business. Now, I'm being a little facetious in that approach, obviously, because it is my business and it is all of our business that free speech is under attack. But I just, it's just funny to me. It's like people want to make this big, oh my gosh, this YouTuber was censored. Oh my gosh, this YouTuber was censored. Oh my gosh, that person was kicked off Facebook. Like it's some breaking news. And that's what it is. People tend to not care about what's happening until it hits their front door. So yeah, Alex Jones got censored. Most people didn't care. People don't tweet about InfoWars. People don't post about InfoWars. They're afraid to. Oh, Alex Jones, that guy? Yeah, good. Banned, whatever. Oh no, now my favorite person got banned. Oh no, now the person now I got banned. Oh, remember what happened to InfoWars? Oh, that's none of my business. Ah. So, it's kind of just, I think, the worldly, the worldly part of me that's just naturally human, just to kind of have a chip on my shoulder. And it's like, man, I got banned from YouTube and Facebook. You guys didn't say boo. InfoWars got totally censored from live streaming on all these platforms. We're getting hit with everything. You guys didn't say boo. So, you know, there's just a part of me that just kind of, like I said, picks up my glass and says, oh, you got censored too now? I guess that's none of my business. But no, I say that facetiously because we do all have to stand together against censorship. But we're able to exist and continue at InfoWars.com because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's the key here. So when you continue to support us, we'll continue to exist at InfoWars.com. And what you've noticed is we give this platform to people that are getting censored. So that's how we beat the censorship, is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we have this broadcast at InfoWars.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Dan Lyman is going to be joining me at noon. He's got the latest story at InfoWars Europe. How there is a new alliance forming with nationalists. And so he's going to be joining us at noon. And then Alex Jones is going to be coming on with us after that at 12:30. So that's coming up here shortly. In the meantime, let me just bear down and get into some of these stacks of news and kind of finish what I'm talking about with Omar. But, you know, this is, honestly, it's a long time coming, folks, for us to face the music of 9/11 and the lies. And so you'll see the finger pointing at Jews. You'll see the finger pointing at Muslims. You'll see the finger pointing at Bush. You'll see all the finger pointing. It's all happening right now. And I want to be clear. I can't stand Ilhan Omar. When I see her, I see a snake. But If a snake tells you 1 + 1 = 2, you have to give the snake credit. The snake's right. So when Ilhan Omar insinuates we were lied to about 9/11, she's right. Now, when Ilhan Omar wants to bring radical Islam into the West, she's wrong. But that's who she is. So I'm just at a crossroads here. And you know, I apologize that I can't get over this. And I promise I'm going to. But it's just like, again, I can't stand Ilhan Omar. Please do not get me wrong. But I recognize that what she's doing, what the conversation that she's spurring right now is long overdue. And I'm getting sick of something else too, because all I'm going to hear about now is how poor the Jews are. Oh, the poor Jews. Oh, the anti-Semites. I'm American. Israel's our ally. We have their back. It works fine. Jews assimilate. They get along in America. It's all good. But don't sit here and complain about anti-Semitism all day long when we've got anti-Americans in office. But again, this is all going to come to a head. And Ilhan Omar is spurring it. But all you're going to hear is, oh, who's she blaming? Oh, how could she say it's an inside job? Oh, it was Bush. Oh, it was the Jews. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. Well, let's actually maybe find out who it was. But if we're going to be so upset over anti-Semitism in Congress and make that a crime, what about anti-Americanism? You know, I'm getting sick and tired of this because the Democrats are now pushing for reparations for slavery. Do you realize that Americans, most Americans, A, didn't have slaves, B, Americans, white in skin color, died during the Civil War? Should their families pay reparations because they fought to free slaves? It's all ridiculous, and it's all coming to a head at once, along with a series of other issues. The border being wide open, disease coming across the border, the Russian collusion narrative failing, the censorship, potential world war breaking out. The president has his hands full, no doubt. He has to shut the border down. We're in a damn national emergency right now. The border needs to be shut down. This is a joke. This is a damn joke. But let me just focus here. And get into the rest of this kind of cultural news here. Try to put the Ilhan Omar radical Islamic terror attack thwarted in Maryland thing behind me. And move on to this from the ACLU. The ACLU. Breaking. We and partners have issued a travel advisory urging immigrants and people of color to use extreme caution when traveling in Florida. That's a real message from the ACLU. The state is on the verge of passing a draconian anti-immigrant bill, which will endanger our communities. Do you realize the level of fake news right here from the ACLU? This is off the charts fake news. Travel advisory for immigrants? What in the hell are you talking? Oh. It says it's warning people of color against traveling in Florida. What the hell does that even mean? Don't go to Florida if you're black. Don't go to Florida if you're Latino. What, are you joking? There's parts of Florida that are mostly Latino. There's parts of Florida that they only speak Spanish. The state is on the verge of passing a draconian anti-immigrant bill, which will endanger our communities. And then no link to a bill. No quote from the bill, no text from the bill. They just say bill. What bill? Anti-immigration bill? The ACLU, anyone involved in it needs to be disbarred, and the ACLU needs to be investigated into immediately. To tweet this out and say, immigrants and people of color need extreme caution when traveling in Florida, what are you insinuating? They're going to pass an anti-immigrant bill? No, they're not. I'm sick of the left lying about immigration. Illegal immigration is a thing. Do you realize the level of IQ that we have to go to now to debate these people? I literally have to use this as an argument. Illegal immigration is a thing. Yeah. Yeah. These people are breaking the law. But they never say illegal immigrant. They say immigration. And so then they conflate the two. And then they point the finger and they say, see, you're anti-immigrant. Well, no, you're the one that conflated illegal immigration with immigration. I'm pro-immigration. Conservatives are pro-immigration. Republicans are pro-immigration. Democrats are anti-immigration. They're anti-immigrant. They're the ones that want non-citizens to skip the line and cheat the system. Even Bernie Sanders gets it. Even Bernie Sanders says, we can't have an open border and a welfare state. Oh my gosh, Bernie Sanders was right. Yeah, Bernie was right. You got to close the border if you're going to have a welfare state. And so I went out, we'll air this later, but I went to the Democrat headquarters for the second straight day in a row, a different one here. There's two in Austin. I could have sworn there were three. I'm having like a Mandela effect here, but I went wearing a Bernie hat because Bernie just said it the other day. We can't have wide open borders and a welfare state. If we have open borders, the welfare state will collapse. So we have to close the borders. And if we're going to have this welfare state, he's right. So I put on my Bernie Sanders hat. I went to the Democrat headquarters as a Bernie supporter, brought them some avocados as a gift. And I said, can we end human trafficking at the border? Can we shut down the border? I was kicked out. So maybe we'll just air that on the other side since I'm teasing it now. But look at this. Morgan Freeman tweets this out. We are witnessing the deliberate reincarnation of Adolf Hitler right before our eyes and Stephen Miller, who will stop at nothing to preserve some BS pure white bloodline. We should be very scared and must stop Trump from empowering this evil and hateful man. He just compared a Jew to Hitler. Morgan, dude, like, you're a great actor. Has Morgan Freeman lost his mind? I feel bad for the guy. I think maybe he's lost his mind in old age, folks. He's now comparing Stephen Miller, a Jew, to Adolf Hitler. You know, it's almost impossible to find sanity in this world anymore because the left is just injecting so much insanity. You have to try to clear the dust before you can even say something that makes sense.
We're all living in America. America, it's wonderful.
Busy day today, big news day, big day on the Hill. You've got William Barr testifying, Democrats grilling him, bringing up fake news. He's literally rolling his eyes, laughing at them. I mean, it's a pathetic joke, these Democrats. And, Eric Swalwell's running for president. Did you hear? He's going to nuke us. That's his campaign. Swalwell, nuke him good for president. But no, so Candace Owens is on the Hill testifying. William Barr is on the Hill testifying. But, you know, it's funny. And Candace is doing a great job today. She's trending on Twitter. It's funny. Candace Owens gets invited to testify on the Hill, but they won't invite Alex Jones. Isn't that odd? Candace Owens isn't the one that's being censored across every platform. Candace Owens isn't the one that they have hearings on, asking if they have the right to free speech. No, that's Alex Jones. Why isn't Alex invited to Congress? Why doesn't Alex get to testify? Well, good for Candace Owens. I'm glad that she's able to get through the system. And so she's on the Hill testifying today. But that's good for the left to put her on trial like that. A black woman. The ones that they claim to stand for. They claim to be for women. They claim to be for black people. But, Candace Owens likes Trump. We'll destroy her. We'll get her. Bring her on the Hill. She can't. She's a young 29-year-old. She doesn't have a chance against us Democrat congressmen. Oh, no. She's smarter than we thought. I immediately regret this decision. See, but that's why they don't invite Alex Jones. See, they probably assumed that they could walk all over Candace Owens and outsmart her. Maybe they assumed she had like a occasional cortex level IQ. No. But here's the thing, though. It's not even about IQ. Candace Owens, I mean, she's smart, but that's not, she's just real. She just has real ideas. She has real things. And so it doesn't even matter how smart she is. She's just not a fraud. So of course she's going to have victory. Oh, I need to correct myself, by the way. I fake news myself last segment. I apologize to Morgan Freeman, the actor, even though I don't agree with his politics. But the tweet was not Morgan Freeman, the actor. It was Morgan Freeman, the leftist activist. So I do apologize to the actor for falsely labeling this tweet as his. It was actually Morgan J. Freeman. Pull this guy's Twitter account up. Who is this guy? Who is this douchebag? Morgan J. Freeman, filmmaker, TV producer, husband, activist, father, fierce opposer of Trump. 11th Street Productions. Fierce opposer of Trump. This guy just compared a Jew to Hitler. Wow. Morgan J. Freeman. In fact, I'd like to invite Morgan on the show right now. Morgan J. Freeman, I would love to have you on the Alex Jones Show to explain to me how Stephen Miller is like Adolf Hitler. I would love to hear you. I would love to hear you try to explain that in so many words. You douchebag. You'll never come on, you coward. You fraud. We are witnessing the deliberate reincarnation of Adolf Hitler right before our eyes in Stephen Miller, who will stop at nothing to preserve some BS pure white bloodline. Since when are Jews white people? Like, when did that even happen? I mean, fine, whatever. I don't care. But it's just like Jews used to not be considered white people. Now they're considered white people. So Stephen Miller's now a white nationalist, a white supremacist, trying to preserve the white bloodline. No, you jackleg. He's trying to preserve the border. Wow. Wow. The left knows no bounds to their hatred and bigotry. PETA. Right, now a little humorous antidote for you. PETA tweets us out. Have you ever really thought about it? And of course, the answer would be no, but PETA apparently did. Touch tanks encourage children to touch other people's bodies without their consent. The story is at PETAKids.com. Oh, thank God, PETA. Oh, have you ever really thought about it? No. No, PETA. We haven't really thought about it. We're not delusional like you. PETA, have you ever really thought about it? Touch tanks encourage children to touch other people's bodies without their consent. No, PETA, you're the sick freaks that thought about it. You know what we think about? Wow, this is a cool mind-expanding experience for a kid to touch a manta ray. Wow, this is a cool mind experience for a kid to pet a living creature, a sea creature. Wow, this is so cool. Look at how much fun the kids are having at the petting zoo, feeding the goats and petting the donkeys and the llamas. Wow, it's so fun. Look at my kids holding that rabbit, petting it. Oh my gosh, what a great time. I'll remember this for the rest of my life. What a great experience it was taking my kids to the petting zoo. That's how the average person thinks. But you know how PETA thinks? Do you have that animal's consent? Did you get that manta ray's consent before you touched it? I just saw your kid petting a goat. Was that sexual in nature? Have you ever thought about that? I was just thinking about it. I'm PETA. And what I think about is sex when your kid is touching an animal. Because I'm PETA, see? Now, have you ever really thought about it? That's rape. Your kid just raped that manta ray. You see, I'm PETA, and this is the kind of stuff I think about. I'm a good leftist activist group. I'm called PETA. rhymes with pedo because I think about kids touching animals and I consider it rape because that's where mine goes. My mind goes here at PETA. Your mind just thinks, wow, the kids are having a good time learning about animals and biology and life. Well, what the hell's wrong with you? Don't you know that's rape? You see, I'm PETA, and I'm going to make sure that all these kids at the petting zoo are going to stop raping manta rays. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people, man? But that's where the average PETA mind goes. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? But I guess from now on, you know, Joe Biden, the Joe Biden petting zoo is going to have to be shut down. I know. I know. It's real sad. Yeah, yeah, Joe, it's okay. It's okay, Joe, but we have to shut down. We have to shut down the Joe Biden petting zoo. Yeah. I know, Joe. I know. It's tough. But you heard PETA. It's rape. You never thought about that manta ray's consent, did you? What a joke. What a joke. The Joe Biden two-way petting zoo. Oh, God. Yeah, you get a little peanut butter, too. You know what I mean? All right. Okay. Let's pump the brakes on that. All right, moving on. The boy crisis. Statistics tell us that American boys are falling behind in just about every area. Well, this is a pretty obvious one. When they start giving participation awards, you kill that competitive edge that boys tend to have more than girls. Not to say girls don't have it. Trust me, they do. Me and my sister were very competitive growing up. It's just boys tend to be more vicious when it comes to physical competitiveness. And then it's those experiences that build so many other characteristics in boys. But when you eliminate that competitive edge at a young age, which is like an initiation process, you know, because, you know, the young kids aren't going to war. They're not training to fight, most kids. You know, most kids aren't learning how to survive on the streets. Obviously, you do have that in some parts of America. But, you know, so they don't have any of that. So they play sports. And that's a way to kind of, you know, have that initiation of physical activity and competitiveness, competing against others and having the camaraderie and even the tribalism in a certain way. I mean, you're wearing a jersey, you're playing other people from different place or whatever, wearing a different colored jersey. So there are different character building experiences in that. But now boys are falling behind in all areas because there's no point in competing anymore. So yeah, when you're a young kid, and in fact, the crazy thing too is now with some of these sporting events, you'll find kids playing harder just like at a rec league or in the streets or something than they will in actual league play, because in league play there's no reward for actually playing hard. You see, everybody wins now. It's a tie even though you won, you see? So now boys are losing.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Dan Lyman is going to join us in the next segment. In the meantime, the Democrat primary process is, boy, it's going to be fun watching these Democrats implode and then try to eat each other. But what's even more pathetic is the list of Democrats right now. So we're going to look at a couple of these here. Eric Swalwell. Let's go ahead and look at Eric Swalwell's presidential bid announcement.
The promise of America, no matter who you are, where you're from, who you love, who you worship, if you work hard, you do better for yourself, and you look at your kids and dream bigger for the future. That's the promise.
I think our country needs new energy, new ideas, and a new confidence.
Eric Swalwell, man who represents the town where I grew up.
Are you going to run for president?
Running for president.
You're going to run for president.
Running for president.
Are you running for president?
I'm ready to solve these problems. I'm running for president of the United States.
Go big. Be bold. Do good.
And every dollar Swalwell raises will be a waste of money because that guy has as much chance as I do to be the president, and I'm not even running. Now let's go to this clip of Beto. He had another event, and apparently the Beto attendee didn't even recognize him. I haven't seen this video yet, but I guess it comes from the men's bathroom? Or Beto was in the bathroom, and the people in the bathroom at his event didn't even recognize that it was him. So I guess when he's not up on the stage, standing on a desk or riding a skateboard or flopping his arms around like a wacky, waving, inflatable tube man, I guess they don't recognize him. Or trying to feed his wife human crap. But here is Beto talking about that encounter.
And to my friend Matt, who I met in the men's room as we were washing hands, and he said, "Are you here to see Beto?" And I said, "Yes, I am." So thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. I was wearing the hat. You couldn't tell.
His own supporters don't even recognize him. I mean, that is Beto's charm. I mean, you got to give him credit. He does present himself as the average guy, as just one of you. That's why he's out in the bathroom washing his hands next to his supporters. But he's a total fraud. He doesn't want to win. He'll make $100 million campaigning. And, well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he couldn't beat Trump, but I just don't know what the Democrats are going to do right now. They're obviously not going to go with Sanders. In fact, here's the deal, because Dan Lyman is about to join me. I've figured out Bernie Sanders, and the guy is actually pretty smart now in his old age. You see, Bernie Sanders has figured out the perfect way to enrich himself via the political system without breaking the law. So here's a lifetime independent. He's always been independent, not a Democrat. But what he does is he runs for president as a Democrat because that's where the big money's at. That's what'll get the attention on mainstream news. But then he knows he can run as a Democrat, get the big donors, get the big attention, get big money. But he knows because he's not actually a Democrat, they'll never nominate him. So he can run and run and run and reap all the benefits of all the donations and all the cash and never actually have to worry about winning. It's the perfect crime. Bernie Sanders has figured out the perfect political crime. An independent who runs as a Democrat, very popular, raises a bunch of money, has a big fuss, but then when the rubber meets the road, he's never there because he knows he's not a Democrat, and so the Democrats will never nominate him. And I think we're about to find that out again. So there was already a lawsuit filed last year by Bernie Sanders supporters against Bernie Sanders and the DNC. Are we going to see round two this year when Bernie Sanders screws his supporters over for the second straight presidential election and the Democrats select God knows what loser, Harris, Beto, whoever they are? Dan Lyman joins me on the other side. We got news out of Europe.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The most censored news broadcast in the world here. And we're able to exist and be effective thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It really is key, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, folks. I've been banned off Facebook and YouTube. My last bastion is Twitter. I hope they don't ban me there, but my fingers aren't crossed on that. And so if that's the case, I'm going to be left with just InfoWars. And so I thank you for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com because it ensures me to still do my work on Twitter despite the threat of the censorship and being kicked off there. Because I know you will continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com so that I know I'll always have the platform of InfoWars. And so we've got spring super sale happening right now, folks. Please jump over to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the great discounts for yourself. 60% off top-selling supplements. 60% off. You heard me. 60% off top-selling supplements like Bodies, like Brainforce Plus, like DNA Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I did the Turbo Force during the first hour today for an energy boost. And seriously, folks, I mean, if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com, I wouldn't go out like I did today on Twitter and do the live stream like I did today and yesterday. And I got some other events planned because I know that they're going to eventually probably either want to ban me, or they're already shadow banning me. But I realized that risk of being kneecapped, but I have the safety net of InfoWars thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I appreciate you at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, it allows us to expand and hire new reporters, writers, crew, build new studios, everything. And one of the great reporters that's been part of this expansion journey for the last 2 years is Dan Lyman. And Dan Lyman has the story right now. In fact, really, there's a bunch of, I'm literally grabbing my whole stack here of world news that we can get into with Dan Lyman. But the big story that he's got right now at InfoWars Europe, Salvini forging pan-European populist alliance. Now, Dan, I think that this is something long overdue, a nationalist alliance, and I think that there's some other potential candidates outside of Europe, but this could be kind of a spark plug for a new ideology when it comes to forming these international alliances, and that's nationalism, to say, hey, we're going to take care of our country first, but we're fellow journeymen in that commitment, and we still want to have an international world market, but we're going to make sure that we put our countries first. And so tell us what is forming right now. They're calling it the League of Leagues. And Salvini out of Italy is the figurehead of it right now. What is forming right now in Europe?
Good to be back with you, Owen. Yeah, we have a League of Leagues coming together. And that's actually something that Salvini called it about a year ago. I would say they're probably not calling it that formally at this time, but he did basically foreshadow his plans to bring together all the different nationalist populist groups across Europe. Of course, the mainstream media is selling it as far right groups, anti-immigrant groups, but basically these are parties such as Alternative for Deutschland, which is one of the largest parties now in Germany. We have the Finns in Finland, which is growing ever more powerful by the day. The Danish People's Party, also one of the largest, if not the largest party in Denmark. And of course, the League in Italy, which Salvini fronts. And they have only gotten more popular as Salvini has been in office. The last check that I saw that they were polling at about 32% popularity. The next closest would be his compatriot, his fellow co-deputy prime minister, Mr. Di Maio, who heads the five-star movement, which is declining in popularity in Italy. So the League is holding strong. And about a year ago, Salvini said he was hoping to make a League of Leagues across Europe and bind these different movements together, even though they don't all see eye to eye on specific issues. But in general, it is for a common sense Europe is what he is selling it as. And this is not like common sense gun laws in the U.S., which, of course, are not common sense. This is common sense immigration reform, security as a priority, and anti-globalism, putting the sovereign state above the super state of the EU, which, of course, the globalists are not excited about.
Well, and that seems to be the link that brings the countries together on this is the immigration issue. There was a study that just came out of the UK. Britons in every demographic group want immigration reduced. So it doesn't matter, what your background is, demographics, they all want immigration reduced. Of course, they voted for Brexit, too. They don't get that. But it seems that that's kind of the linchpin holding this whole thing together, is they're just sick of having open borders. So that seems to be kind of where the struggle is with groups like NATO and the UN. They want open borders, flood, European countries, flood first world countries with all of these third world refugees. We can talk about what may be on the back end of that or what might be the motive of that. But that's the agenda: flood the first world with the third world. And so the new counterbalance to that, if you will, is countries saying, no, we're not going to have wide open borders. No, we're not going to let the third world rush into our countries and make us the third world. Is that kind of what's bringing this and what's really spearheading this?
100%. That is the number one issue in Europe. Poll after poll, country after country, this is the top issue. Issues are immigration and related terrorism. If you look at polling that is conducted last year or the year before there was done, they did 10,000 residents of Europe and they did 10 different countries. The number one issue in every single country was immigration, and number two in most of these countries was terrorism. And now terrorism, of course, is not as big of an issue as you know, you might believe it to be. The number of actual recognized terrorist attacks are not high in number. However, they're much higher in number than they used to be. And most of the time they're carried out by people from the third world. We had a situation in Italy just a few weeks ago. I believe Paul Joseph Watson covered this, where an African migrant who for some reason was allowed to drive a bus full of children he was a school bus driver, I guess, or a field trip driver. And he basically was angry about the fact that Salvini and the Italians have clamped down on Mediterranean crossings from Africa. And he took this entire bus hostage. He bound all the children and also the counselors, and told them that they weren't going to live to see the end of the day. And he tried to set the bus on fire eventually. And one of the children was able to break out and free everyone. They were able to call police. But, you know, this is what migration has brought to Europe and Italy. And of course, Salvini is now leading the charge back out of this unfortunate situation that Europe is in.
Well, and that, you know, that story you just mentioned out of Italy, most people never even heard of it. And we're lucky. I don't remember how many kids were on that bus. I think it was like 50 kids. We're lucky 50 kids didn't die by a flaming bus incident by a terrorist out there. But this is what they're dealing with in Europe. There was also a story here in the West where you had in Maryland, a radical Muslim wanted to engage in a truck attack and kill as many non-Muslims as possible. So this is going on. But, I mean, when I look at some of the news, you know, you don't just have this forming in Europe right now. This comes out of RT. Bolsonaro says Brazil and U.S. focusing on creating rift within Venezuela army to oust Maduro. So that's kind of what's going on as far as the geopolitical stuff. But it seems to me that in the West, you have the potential for kind of a League of Leagues too, with the United States, with Brazil, with Colombia, with maybe new leadership coming out of Argentina. So Europe could end up being a catalyst for spurring something similar in the West.
Absolutely. You know, everyone was looking first to Brexit, then to Trump. And this started the ball rolling. And now that is just washing across the West, especially in Europe at this time. We've seen the Trump movement has been plodding along at this point. And, you know, it will hopefully continue past Trump, you know, the MAGA movement in general. But now people are really looking as to what is going on in Europe and seeing how are the Europeans going to handle this, who's going to rise up. And I think it's definitely showing to be Salvini at this time is the man in Europe, along with the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, and of course the Brexit movement in UK.
And Macron, and is Macron still hiding in a cave?
Macron is just doing his thing. He has somehow survived up until now. I don't know how.
He's literally like hiding in like a storm shelter. You don't even hear from the guy anymore. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So Candace Owens is now testifying on the Hill. Candace Owens is a black lady. She's now being forced to testify about how she's not a white nationalist. This is the level of political commentary we have reached in Washington, D.C. A black woman on the Hill testifying how she's not a white nationalist. What's next, America? What's next? They'll probably say that Trump colluded with Russia to win the election. Oh, they already did that. Well, they'll probably stage some hate crime and blame Trump's... Oh, they already did that too. Well, they'll probably blame a bunch of young men, say they're racist for winning a Trump... They did that too? My goodness, where will the madness of these people stop? Dan Lyman is with me. He's got the story we just covered in the last segment. Salvini forging pan-European populist alliance, a nationalist alliance with powers in Europe, which could lead the way for people in the West to follow suit. But there's some other world news happening right now, Dan, that I wanted to get your opinion on. And, you know, with all the clash of civilization we're seeing happening right now, there's a lot of developments. Donald Trump basically says, Iran, you're a bunch of terrorists. Iran responds, convening with chance of death to America. You've got the reselection, I would imagine, of Bibi Netanyahu happening right now. I don't expect him to lose. So I don't think that issue is going anywhere. And I mean, this is a buildup right now in Iran in the Middle East with Israel that is getting worse. Now, who knows, that fighting could happen in the Golan Heights. It doesn't seem that it's gotten too bad there right now. But you've also got Venezuela, where China and Russia have moved in on Venezuela, and the United States is kind of sitting back waiting to figure what the next move is for our interest. But Dan, just kind of as an overall, I mean, where do you think the world is at right now geopolitically? I mean, are these things going to go the wrong way? Are we looking at inevitable wars, or are these things going to get worked out? And maybe we're looking at a more peace than we would have ever expected. I mean, how do you think this is going to go?
Your guess is as good as mine as to how it's going to go, because things do seem quite volatile and there is such a massive shift taking place. And there are so many different factions that are trying to strengthen their grip on power, if not grow it. I'm not of the interventionist type. I wouldn't like to see us go into Venezuela or Iran or get involved in any of that. I'd like to see us just sit back. But I do think that diplomatic pressure is fine. That's great. I think that Trump, you know, basically denouncing Maduro in many different ways is effective. And I think that that's a good thing. I don't think that I'd like to see us sending any troops there personally. I think we've had enough foreign intervention to last many lifetimes. So your guess is as good as mine as to how it plays out, though, because it's all going to matter who Trump listens to. But it is interesting that all the generals at this point that were kind of surrounding him early in the administration are kind of, they're gone now at this point. So we'll see how it plays out from here moving forward.
Yeah, and of course, Bolton, the war mustache, is still in there. He's never seen a war he didn't want to send somebody to die in. But we'll see if that's the guy that has the final say. Hopefully not. Again, John Bolton, he's never seen a war he'd like to see someone else die in. But this is just kind of the geopolitical struggle that's now moving into the West, with Venezuela kind of being the tipping point, I think, for either American intervention and then either a further struggle with China and or Russia, who have already moved in. There's some other news developing right now in the West. Dan, you're over there in Europe covering news for InfoWars Europe, but are you seeing what's happening right now at the southern border? Because I know that you're obviously following this, but it's reaching new proportions of desperation every day. I mean, is this, because to me, this is the number one topic for Americans, quite frankly, is the border crisis. Is this something, I mean, because we talk about Europe's borders all the time here in America. Do Europeans talk about America's borders and what's happening here?
Sure, to an extent. You know, it's just I'm out on these variety of islands that are owned by Portugal, kind of out in the middle of nowhere at the moment, and have just encountered some various different interesting things. But I did encounter a guy from Venezuela who's now living in Portugal, and he's very up on what's going on in America, big Trump supporter, which was quite surprising. He actually just lived 30 years in Germany, and the first thing out of his mouth was, I had to get out of there. It is totally Islamized, and it's Germany is toast, was what he was saying. But he was definitely in tune with what's going on at the U.S. border, southern border, and I've been covering what's been going on at the border as well. I find it disconcerting just that how little is being done right now, and that it seems like nothing is making anything better, and no one's making any move to make anything better. And as soon as, you know, Trump opens his mouth, it's, you know, the MSM comes down on him so hard. And it's so obviously such a monumental crisis. And you have the now he's the acting Border Patrol chief, and he was formerly commissioner of ICE, I believe, recently, Kevin McAleenan. He said that the system has reached the breaking point, and that was a couple weeks ago. And at this point, you know, we're seeing that over 50%, something like 65%, according to officials, of these people that are coming to the border are just being released into the United States. We are a laughingstock at this point, and Central and Americans know that, and that's why they are charging the border at this time. It's worse than it was even under Obama, which is just shocking. But you have to wonder who is behind this, who's orchestrating this, and I think we have some good ideas as to who's providing these people with the organization that they need to travel so rapidly at times and in such large numbers to get to our southern border and then just penetrate at will.
Well, and I'm not even sure if you saw this story, but you're more right than you realize. Human smugglers, you know, coyotes are literally laughing at us right now. The story is from the American Mirror. Smuggler taunts, never been easier to sneak illegals into the United States. And so now Cubans are seeing this, and now Cubans are forming migrant caravans to try to come here and seek asylum. So, like you said, it's really a laughingstock. And anybody who wants to come in here realizes, okay, well, we figured out the loopholes. We've figured out how to do it. They're just going to let us in and give us everything. Well, shoot. I guess we might as well go. But, you know, you asked or you said you're not sure if there's any positive momentum. I'm hoping that Kevin McAleenan, who comes from the Border Patrol, who comes from CBP, hopefully he'll get in there and actually do the things that Nielsen did not do.
I hope so, too. There's been some conflicting feedback as to whose side McAleenan is on. We had yesterday former director of ICE, Thomas Homan, said he gave him his full endorsement, said he'll be great for the job. But then we had a retired sheriff from Arizona, Paul Babeau, who has been on Fox all the time talking about border security. And he thinks that McAleenan is a deep state operative who was the architect of Obama's catch and release. So I don't know what to think. I just hope for the best. But at this time, I mean, it's a madness down there. Free-for-all.
Yeah, and I guess then only time will tell. But now Dallas and Houston are considering building new migrant shelters as monthly apprehensions are meeting 100,000 a month now. It's record.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Democrats are just a joke. Straight up. End of sentence. Nothing more. Well, actually, I shouldn't say nothing more. Actually, a lot more. Criminals, liars. I mean, the list goes on. Dirtbags, traitors. I just can't believe. I mean, it just... Democrats, they want to kill America. I mean, literally, they are anti-American. We have anti-Americans in office. They go under the title of Democrat. So they're grilling Candace Owens right now, a black woman, on how she's a white nationalist. I mean, these people know no bounds. They sit here, they cry about global warming. They all suck water out of plastic water bottles all day long. They fly on jets around this country. You Democrats make us sick. You Democrats make us Americans sick. And if it wasn't for your rigged, cheating elections with tens of thousands of votes coming on in the twilight hour of elections that you were within a couple thousand votes of, you would have no power right now. And you know it. And that's why you hate Candace Owens so much. You see, Democrats enslaved black people in this country. And then when Americans tried to take their slaves away from them, the Democrats went to war. The Democrats literally fought to keep their slaves, their property. Then they started the KKK after they lost that war. But when the physical shackles were lifted from black people in the country, the Democrats put mental, psychological shackles on them. And I wish there needs to be some sort of cartoon drawn where it's like Democrats mind slavery over black people. I mean, they literally expect black people to jump when they say jump. The Democrats are the most racist group of people. And then they just destroy every inner city they go to. Baltimore, dubbed most robbed city in America, run by Democrats, 50 plus years. How making $300,000 in San Francisco can still mean you're living paycheck to paycheck, run by Democrats, a liberal bastion. And you know what ends up happening when leftists get in control for 100 years? Desperate Venezuelans looting cemeteries, rotten corpses for jewelry. That'll come to Democrat cities near you if it hasn't already, folks. But these Democrats are so, I just can't even believe it. And now they want medical tyranny with Mayor de Blasio forcing people to get vaccines. We'll cover that in a minute. But I want to cover this viral video and just explain something because there's a kind of conspiracy theories running rampant. And I can kind of give a little clue into this because I have experience. But in clip 14, people are going crazy over this video of CBS cutting the cameras when Texas Tech players kneel to pray. So let me just first show you this short video. Texas Tech won a big basketball game a couple nights ago. Afterwards, they were celebrating and they were about to kneel for a prayer when the cameras cut away. But before I break this down, here is that clip.
This is called a down back in basketball time.
So they're got the camera in the locker room. They're celebrating, they're jumping, they're clapping. The coach walks in and he says, just wait a second, guys. We need to do our team prayer. So now they get ready to kneel. They take a knee to pray, clench hands, and they cut.
A moment of prayer in the Texas Tech locker room and the knowledge that there is one more game to go, and that will be Monday night.
Yeah. Now look. I've worked in sports media. I've worked these games. I mean, I've literally been in that role in the truck when these things happen. So I know how this stuff goes. And for people out there saying CBS is trying to censor Christianity or people praying, I don't think that's the case. Now, this was a big game, but they still had four different crews out. So it could have been A to D crew, but there would be no mandate. The people in the truck are not thinking, let's censor Christianity, let's censor prayer. They're thinking, I'm just telling you how this goes. So people freaking out, thinking CBS is censoring Christianity here, that's not the case. The people in the truck just said, let's go to a different shot because we don't want to see these people praying. It had nothing to do with censoring people kneeling to pray or that CBS has some sort of agenda to censor that. But I will say what's interesting about this is the fact they didn't want to go to it. I mean, you even heard Ernie Johnson say they're kneeling in prayer. But here's the difference that I think is a legit thing people are bringing up. If that were players kneeling for the national anthem, it'd be the big story. If that were players kneeling to disrespect America during the national anthem, they'd keep the cameras on them and they'd leave the cameras on them. So that's the big takeaway from this. It's not a story. Don't leave the cameras on the players coming together to kneel in camaraderie and pray to God. They're not interested in showing that. A player kneeling, though, for the anthem to disrespect America and divide this country, they do want to show that. That's what they want to show. And the average TV truck producer slash director, the director's making that final call, is not thinking politically in that moment. And I'm just telling you this as somebody that came from that exact, I mean, that was my job before I started here. So I'm just telling you what was going on in that truck. So for people out there thinking, oh, they're clearly censoring Christians. Oh my gosh, they were told to cut the cameras during prayer. Just relax. Now, they obviously had no interest in showing the prayer. I'm not disagreeing with that. They had no interest in showing the prayer. So they didn't want to show the prayer. But the director's making a call to say, all right, we're not going to sit the camera on these guys praying and kneeling for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Let's just go back to our live set. So I just wanted to kind of put those things to rest. Quite frankly, maybe even I have a little bit of a soft spot because I probably even knew the people working in that truck. But the real takeaway is that they'll show players kneeling for the anthem that drives division. They won't show players kneeling for prayer, which drives unity. And to me, that's the real takeaway from this. Not that there's some agenda or directive at CNN to censor Christianity or people praying. Now, if it was a group of Muslims, maybe the story is different. So maybe there's something to be said about that. I just don't want people assuming that a bunch of people working in a truck for CBS who probably have no care in the world when it comes to politics in that moment are cutting away. So I just kind of wanted to address that. Now, we're going to get on to some new news in the next segment, and Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour as well. Before I take this break, though, here in 90 seconds, folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these huge specials. You know, yesterday I did something and I had a bunch of people tweeting at me all the products that they've purchased, and it was just incredible. I mean, you guys are so amazing for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we want to give back, and we want you to get the best deals when we have these specials. And it's the Spring Super Sale, free shipping store-wide. Bodies is 60% off. That's one of the top-selling supplements. People love it. I love it. Brain Force Plus is 60% off. That's one of the top, that may be our number one selling supplement. I mean, we don't have to sell it 60% off. We do because we want you to get a good deal. We want you to take advantage of these specials. So we hope, you know, if you're a regular user of Brain Force, buy 10 right now at the price that it's at. Sign up for auto ship. That gives you an additional 10% off. So these are just part of the big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. But folks, there's things that you need. We have household items at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you brush your teeth? Of course you do. We've got toothpaste, and it's damn good toothpaste. I use it every day. I love it. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Shop with the good guys. We have toothbrushes. Shop with the good guys. We have topical wound care gel, Super Silver wound care gel, the best thing since sliced bread. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, it's your support that keeps InfoWars operating. You notice they invited Candace Owens to the Hill to testify. Good for her. She knocked it out of the park. They don't invite Alex Jones, folks. Alex Jones is banned. Alex Jones is totally censored. You keep Alex Jones alive.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So Candace Owens gets invited to testify today. And now Democrats are wanting to know who invited her, because it's going to end up being a Republican. And because now they want to shame that Republican publicly for inviting her. But you have all this liberal media now that's all confused because Candace Owens has gotten so upset and fiery today. You accused a black woman of being a white nationalist. Excuse me, black woman. You're a white nationalist racist. How do you respond? Oh my gosh, calm down. How dare you respond to that? Whoa, whoa. Why are you out of hand? Who invited you anyway? So this is just, I tell you, the Democrats just have no pulse right now or no finger on the pulse of America right now. Or they just don't care because they are just embarrassing themselves. And so the Republican that did invite Candace Owens is going to end up looking like a genius. Watching the Democrats try to destroy Candace Owens today is just going to haunt them for a long time. And you watch. You're going to see it all night probably if you watch the liberal progressive Democrat media. White nationalist Candace Owens says Hitler was not that bad. They'll probably start publishing those stories before I'm off air today. You people don't get it, do you? The rest of the country hasn't gone completely mad like you have. They don't see a white person and immediately think the worst. They don't see a Trump hat and immediately think the worst. They don't see Trump and immediately have a psychological breakdown. And the biggest frustration is the Democrats have already been defeated culturally. The Democrats have already been defeated intellectually. The Democrats just can't be defeated politically because they cheat, because they have the whole damn system rigged. And I don't know what I can do about that. I can sit here all day. I defeat the Democrats culturally and intellectually like it's a cakewalk. I mean, how many avocado challenges do I have to do? Tell you what, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to bear down and I'm going to do a news blitz. So Judicial Watch uncovers FBI docs discussing cover-up over Hillary Clinton's server. Jamie White has that story at InfoWars.com. So Judicial Watch continues to get more emails and continues to expose all the criminal activity that Hillary Clinton was engaged in that was then covered up by the Obama administration, by James Comey, who then perjured himself when testifying about that investigation. Booming measles cases rocket towards record, up nearly 100 from last week. But they don't tell you how many of these people are vaccinated. They don't tell you how many of these people are non-citizens. But now de Blasio is taking it to the next level. They already tried to make a medical tyranny curfew. They already tried to make a medical tyranny proclamation saying if you're under 18, you can't even go out on the streets unless you've been vaccinated. That's totally unconstitutional, totally illegal, total tyranny. That was what New York tried to engage in. That failed miserably. Oh, you know what, actually? I just remembered this. I was looking at this. This specific area, because I had a caller that piqued my interest. So I did a little bit of more digging into this. Now, let's not forget what the government has done in this country. The government has tested syphilis on people, AIDS on people, other diseases on people. There's a story from St. Louis, I think it was in the 40s. They took a whole building of low-income people, it was mostly black people in St. Louis, and they sprayed it. They sprayed a whole building, could have contaminated. Who knows what? It was a total test. The government tests. They do mass tests on people all the time. And I looked into it at what was happening. I think it was Rockport or Rockford, New York. I can't remember. If you guys can pull up a story. And so they went out and they were giving all these vaccines out. And there's a strong Jewish community up there. And I realize what I think is actually happening here. I think they're actually testing something right now on that community of people. Just like they tested syphilis on black people. Because they brought all these vaccines out there to give to this community. And of course they frame it perfectly. Oh, you can't go out in public without your vaccine. Now de Blasio is saying he'll fine you $1,000. I think Adan Salazar just published that story. If you guys could bring it to me at InfoWars.com. So first they say you can't leave your house. That doesn't really work. But they hit this community. They force vaccinate them. Then they say you're going to have to pay a fine if you don't get your vaccine. Boy, New Yorkers, you better watch out. I wouldn't take that vaccine in a million years. And you know what I'd do? If they try to force vaccinate you, I would take all of the stories about how the government has illegally tested disease on American citizens, specifically minorities, and say, you know what? I don't trust the government. I don't trust that vaccine. You can take that vaccine and shove it right where the sun don't shine. Because I ain't taking it. I would not be surprised one bit if they are running a medical test right now in New York and using this framework of measles outbreak caused by unvaccinated people to do it. That's what our government's done for decades. And you know, the Democrats that run New York, I mean, de Blasio. Folks, do you know how pathetic Bill de Blasio is? I don't know how this guy won re-election. This guy says America's not great. This guy's top staffer, who was destined to be the next John Podesta of the Democrat Party, his top staffer gets busted as a major pedophile. Gigabytes of child porn on his computer. I think the guy's name was Zach Schwartz or something. You can find that story. That was de Blasio's top staffer, next upcoming big Democrat. You know, people said he might be the next big John Podesta. He gets busted, total pedophile. That's de Blasio's top aide. Got reelected after that. Telling you, Spidey senses are tingling on this deal. They don't roll this type of thing out without a sick ulterior motive. I mean, you don't force vaccinate people for fun. Yeah, there's the story from 2017, de Blasio employee arrested for child pornography. The guy was a raging pedophile, folks. I mean, so much child porn on his computer, it's just, it's unbelievable. Where do you even get that much child porn? How about that? Think about that. You got all that child porn. Where the hell does it even come from? Open borders. Undocumented children crossing the border. You want to know why Democrats, you can throw Republicans in there. You had Dennis Hastert. You had that one Arizona rep saying, oh, I don't think child trafficking is a big deal. That was the guy who got caught trying to pay kids for sex. You know. They got to get their kids over here, man. Just like a heroin addict needs his heroin, pedophile needs its victim. That's what this is all about. And they're getting away with it. I just can't believe it, man. Pull up the de Blasio staffer story again. I want to actually recall how much child porn that guy actually had. Because, again, folks, you got to ask yourself, where is it coming from? Keeping more than 3,000 images and 89 videos, child porn. This is de Blasio's top aide. The Bill de Blasio that now wants to fine you if you don't take a forced vaccination. My God.
Oh, my God.
You just get chills when it all hits you, folks. I mean, you're talking about pedophiles. You're talking about medical tyranny. You're talking about the government testing people. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that vaccine rollout is a big medical test right now happening in New York. You better watch out. Republican looks at a woman wrong, it's a national story, and they're a rapist. But Joe Biden gropes women and children in front of millions of people, and then he laughs about it.
Oh, creepy Joe Biden is digging a hole in a field of a record number of Democratic candidates that he would have dominated years ago.
And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it.
This hubris is leading the 76-year-old to assume that he was in the clear after this plastic apology for years of creepiness towards women and children.
I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
But it wasn't long before Biden burned down any bridges he was trying to rebuild, recently celebrating his own ego over any strategic attempt at repositioning his still unannounced candidacy for the presidency.
Joe Biden trying to get past the controversy over his behavior ad-libbed a joke, making light of it.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
And again, after inviting children to the stage.
By the way, he gave me permission to touch him, all right?
It went over well with the friendly audience of union members, mostly men.
I say I get it. I get it. I believe in women. I advocate for women. That's not what I saw from this speech.
I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally. to a man or a woman. That's not the reputation I had since I was in high school, for God's sake.
Confused Biden supporters like Nancy Pelosi have even flip-flopped on their criticism of Biden.
I'm sorry I invaded your space, but not I'm sorry you were offended. Because that's, what's that? That's not accepting the fact that people think differently about communication. And also, for example, my grandchildren, when they were little, like 5 and 6, now they're more 10, 11, they would say, play games, and then they'd say, open sesame, except we don't say sesame, we say open Biden. That's the magic word. Because he was just so lovely to them and paid attention to them. But he doesn't understand, you know, he has to understand in the world that we're in now that people's space is important to them.
Amnesia must be rampant amongst the Democrats as Democrats like Senator Gillibrand recently forced Democrat Senator Al Franken to resign after just 6 women accused him of inappropriate touching.
I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Biden has inappropriately touched so many women and children, it makes Franken look like a Boy Scout. Biden's wife even hinted at just how bizarre his behavior was to her at the beginning of their relationship. As reported by the Daily Mail, she admits that being thrust into a family of huggers made her feel strange and uncomfortable, writing that Joe and his 2 young sons never wanted to miss a chance to hold a hand, wrap their arms around each other, or give a kiss. Gross. Now the Democrats are, in the words of their savior Barack Obama, positioning themselves into a circular firing squad, while Biden stumbles with what the Democratic Party has become.
The party has not moved to weigh whatever, how you, I don't want to characterize it, whatever characterization you just made. The fact of the matter is, the vast majority of the members of the Democratic Party are still basically liberal to moderate Democrats in the traditional sense.
If Biden continues down this path, soon we will hear all about the resurfacing of Biden's skinny-dipping exploits in front of female Secret Service agents.
No, I don't see Joe Biden as a threat. No, I don't see him as a threat. I think he's only a threat to himself.
Run, Jill, run. You are guaranteeing 4 more years of Trump. John Baum reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah! Fire it up!
We're live, broadcasting out of the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. This is the Alex Jones Show brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones has dialed in to the broadcast live from an undisclosed location. Alex Jones.
Good to be here. I've got some big breaking news, obviously, that's central to understanding the enemy and the globalist master plan and how to defeat it. I'm going to cover in just one moment. But first, obviously, I've not been on the vacation. I have been out in Los Angeles doing a lot of big podcasts. Also went on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrin, over 600 radio stations last night. Had a powerful 2 hours with him. And I'm about to appear on several giant podcasts and shows, some of the biggest in the country. But I'm going to let those be sneak attacks. So that's going to be happening in about 2 hours from now. So stay tuned for that. But the main reason I'm joining you here today, Owen, is you do an excellent job. And I really enjoyed the Carpe Dunctum piece. We should get that fellow on more often, the great work he's doing with Brian Stelter saying he needs to be banned. We can't have him have 25 million views on Twitter on one video and 10 million on the same video on YouTube, and his average video gets like 5 million views. I mean, Brian Stelter hasn't had 5 million people tune in the 3 years he's been on CNN. So we can't let this happen. I'm sorry. I'm being overtaken here by the spirit of Brian Stelter.
It happens, Alex. It's okay. Pennywise Stelter has that capability, but you're back.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to talk about several issues right now, but what I've got to cover is so big. And the crystallization I had in my head earlier, the understanding of this, and when people hear this, they're going to go, yeah, we all understand that. But This is the key. And I'm going to cover it next segment, dealing with Ilhan Omar and her statements about Stephen Miller being a white nationalist. And then I want to talk about the fact that she's really a Islamicist nationalist. They want a global Islamic worldwide state. They want an Islamic global government. And they're using a particular playbook that I'd thought about before, but I was sitting there having lunch yesterday with an LAPD detective and with another police officer, and we're on our security detail. We went down to Skid Row, truly hellish, and they said, don't you see what this really is and the playbook that's being run? And as soon as they said it, it all crystallized that I'd actually thought of that 6 months ago, because it was prima facie. On its face, we're all seeing the same thing. Truth is self-evident. But we've got their entire playbook, so we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. But I got to tell you, it is just an incredible time to be out here in California, because it's a beautiful state. It's also a horrible state because the leftists have infested it. But I got to tell you, I run into most of the trendies, people even dress like trendies, and they're listeners. And they're saying, hey, I used to be a big leftist, but you helped deprogram me. Owen Schroyer helped deprogram me. I met Katie Hopkins of Hopkins World out here. She got mobbed by people on the streets. So you either got really stupid zombies out here that don't know what end is up, or you've got a few hateful leftists. I've barely gotten any hate while I've been out here, just a few scared looks, and mainly people that are awake. So, you know, I'm always bashing California because of its leadership, but I think that's because, and we know because of massive systemic election fraud. Anytime Democrats get control of a city, Republicans never get back into office. Not that Republicans are perfect, but they're not the establishment like the Democrats are. The Democrats are cancer. They want total power. They don't even want a two-party system anymore. They want absolute, complete domination, Owen. That's why they want to shut down this show. That's why they want to silence and demoralize the American people. That's why they use Hollywood to try to demoralize the people of this country. But I'm telling you, it's all a bunch of bull, because even here in California, people are in fuego awake.
Well, and there's kind of a weird phenomenon too, Alex, where, I mean, you were always the anti-establishment guy. I mean, that's just how, it wasn't even that that's what you were going for. You were always just true to yourself and true to what you believed in and the truth, but it was always kind of an anti-establishment thing. But it's like, just because you've remained true to your principles and your values and the message that you bring on air, somehow now you are the establishment. Just because you didn't stray away from what you believe in, you didn't stray away from being pro-America, it's like now you're the establishment. But I think what you were describing earlier, like the people in California that are anti-establishment, I think they're realizing, okay, wait a second. Wait, Alex Jones was anti-establishment the whole time. I was kind of deceived by the media there for a moment.
Well, I think you just hit the paradigm perfectly square here, because it looks like a paradox. It's not. We're just rebooting what America really was that made it so popular, made it so successful, made everybody want to come here. Not that we were perfect, but we were the best house in a bad neighborhood. I mean, humanity's had a lot of hard times. We've gone through a lot of hell together, a lot of good together, but we've got those mountains, we've got those valleys, those times we touch the face of God, those times we fall into bed with the devil, and that's really the paradox of being human, of having free will. But now, intellectually, free market, family, common sense, competition, people not being wimps, people not being SJWs, people not being, you know, cream pies or powder puffs or whatever that can't handle any type of pressure, people are more and more kind of making the turn. They're either completely falling into decadence and mindlessness and the goldfish syndrome of not knowing what end is up, or they're starting the turn back towards the light. And that's what we're really talking about here. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not up here beating our chests like leftists, saying we have an orthodoxy. You've got to follow exactly what we say, or we're going to ostracize you. We're going to bully you. We're saying, hey, historically, we know what works. We want to be strong. We want you to be strong. We want to work together in a true independence movement, but that collectively, by having strong individuals, creates a stronger, better collective. The upside-down pyramid system that these people have built with them on the top creates dependency, creates ignorance, and everybody knows that, but they're consciously pulling back and going, oh my God, every blue city, every blue state is a hellhole. They produce collapse of civilization because these globalists are anti-human inherently. So yes, as the worm turns and people come back to Americana, then the left points and says, oh, look, we're the resistance to you now, even though InfoWars has been the resistance. They say, we're the resistance, you're the establishment. Well, it's more of a paradox, as I said. We're getting beachheads. We're winning hearts and minds. We're beginning to turn turn the tide, but they are fearing we will become the establishment and set the campus free.
Well, and I could understand that when it comes to the larger issue of how power corrupts, absolutely. But again, it's just sticking by your guns. And just because InfoWars is having victories in the face of defeat doesn't mean that we're the establishment. And I feel that those things kind of get conflated with the person that hasn't heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones and don't know the history, don't know where you came from or InfoWars comes from. They just see, oh, here's a man that helped get Trump in office. It must be the establishment. Well, no. There's a long history of anti-establishment here at InfoWars. There's a long history of calling out the corruption, most of the corruption that these people would claim to be fighting. But Alex, I think that the answer here is it's time for conservatives to go out lovingly, politely, peacefully, and just execute their First Amendment right. Do it on your social media page. Do it for just your own use. Do it for whatever. But the point is, you go out peacefully, kindly in a Trump hat or an InfoWars shirt, and you just do an event, and the same thing will happen. A radical, deranged leftist will expose themselves, and it just encapsulates perfectly who the left is and where it's at, and that's how we continue to have more victory in the culture war.
That's right. Just like Mahatma Gandhi would go out and you say, we're going to march to the sea and collect our own salt and not pay taxes on salt. And then they would beat people with clubs. Well, because they didn't fight back, no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run, to quote Kenny Rogers, the man on the train. It's not that we're wimps. Sometimes, you know, people are robbing our house, we got to fight them. Or sometimes if we lose the info war and then it goes into a true civil war, we'll defend ourselves. But we're winning right now. So knowing when to hold them, like Martin Luther King on the road to Selma, and letting people beat you, that shows people they're the authoritarians, and then we win. And so that's the process. But you have to go out and engage the bullies and let them know that, hey, you're the ones that are the tyrants. You're the oppressors. Like that crazy clown lady. That is so surreal that you played yesterday. I ended up last night when I was driving on the road for 2 hours to another show I was going on, watching much of yesterday's broadcast. It was so incredibly good. I was like, wow, Owen's knocking out of the park with these guests and just all the points. But she was just diabolically scary, going, clowns belong to us, you white supremacist. And she's projecting this insanity on us and acting like a total buffoon and not even getting how crazy she sounds.
Well, and that's why I think it's time for just the average conservative, as we approach this important 2020 election, to just go out, engage in free speech. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be vitriolic. You don't have to be rude. Just approach a Democrat. Go to a liberal event in a Trump hat with a camera rolling and just say, hey, I don't hate you. Let's talk about these issues. Let them get violent. Alex Jones is with us on The Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break, ladies and gentlemen. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us on air tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones calling in from the road. I'm in Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, Devil's headquarters, command base number one here in North America. And there's some big shows this afternoon. And then I'm going to be getting on a jet airplane coming back to the ATX. Tomorrow, again, Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun from the studios in Austin, Texas, doing a great job with our crew. Okay, so here's the big enchilada, and I know everybody already knows this, but I want it to really sink in. When you see Ilhan Omar from Somalia, came here as an immigrant, constantly talking about how much America sucks, how evil white people are, how bad Christians are, how bad Jews are, how bad Israel is, just spewing like diarrhea out of her chicken-necked head. Think about it. She came from a country where women are sold at slave auctions. Mainstream news. She comes from a country where a Westerner, whether they're black or white, is kidnapped within 5 minutes, where our own military can barely even operate. Their main national product isn't something like oil, like Saudi Arabia, or, say, farming or weapons like the U.S. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's piracy and robbing ships and then kidnapping and then killing a few of the prisoners to scare everybody else into paying the ransoms. Slavery, sex slavery, kidnapping, murder. And then, I'm not against all Somalis. I'm sure some are great people. The point is, I can't go to their country and live in peace if I'm not a Muslim and I'm not black. So she is a radical, racist, black Muslim who wants a worldwide caliphate, that means a world government by a religious monarchy run by the Islamicists. And that's what Ilhan Omar, running her stupid mouth, says over and over again. She doesn't want to assimilate into something that's good that she wanted to get into. She wants to conquer it because her culture and her genetic map and what she wants to do is conquer. They attack everyone around them. 1,400 years ago, the Muslims did not have one person in Africa. Today, they've got roughly half the population under their slavery. Just 100 years ago, they were 5% of Nigeria. They're now 50% of Nigeria, the most populous African country, way down in the middle to the west on the coast. Ladies and gentlemen, there is the house of Islam, and everything outside of it is the house of war. And Ilhan Omar is here to hate America. The other Muslim woman that they put into Congress. Notice how they would never do that in the Islamic country, put a woman in power. But here, it's all part of suckering women into Islam. They stick their puppet up there. And then she says that Stephen Miller, White House speechwriter and White House advisor, very smart guy, only 30-something years old, been fighting since he was in high school against globalism in college, came from a liberal family, woke up to what was going on. We have the UN officially trying to break our country. We have the UN officially trying to smash our border. We have them in the UN and Soros with U.S. State Department money that Trump's trying to cut off through U.S. aid with hundreds of thousands every month trying to, actually every month being caught, hundreds of thousands more not being caught. Total crisis, diseases pouring over, sex trafficking, sex slavery. Half the people coming across are other than Mexican. That's what it's called in the Border Patrol listing. The Border Patrol says they're in a total emergency. Obama's former head of DHS says we're in a total emergency. And so Trump fires the head of DHS, who was busy just jet-setting around Europe and not doing her job because she was giving him bad advice. Then Trump learns from Miller and others that the new Border Patrol head that they were about to put in wasn't good either. So Trump does his job, and CNN and MSNBC, that's their talking point, say that it's an act of workplace violence if the president fires someone. So these people are word terrorists. They're liars. They're assaulting logic. But here's the big enchilada. I want everyone to understand. I want everyone to have it burn into your minds. The globalists go with what works. These big mega banks that are tax exempt, the ultra rich, use communism and socialism to domesticate people. And if you look at what the Soviets did, funding different activities in attempts to overthrow South Africa, attempts to prop up Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, and things that happened in Rhodesia, all of the things that happened were about the Soviets, who were really globalist puppets, this is on record, trying to overthrow any civilization in Africa. And you see, in a modern sense, they went and blew up Libya because Gaddafi was stabilizing much of Africa as well with investment and technology. And so they're running a 1960s, 1970s model of Angola War, of Rhodesia Wars, of all of this, and it's all race-based. So what Ilhan is doing, Ilhan Omar, what all the Democrats are doing, is they are bringing a classic racial division model that they have used successfully in Africa to first demonize, then drive any whites out of a collective power sharing, and then finally force them out of the country or kill them, as you're now seeing the same program being run in South Africa. So this is what they're trying with the demographics, with Hispanics and blacks supposedly thinking whites are inherently bad and that literally have to be driven from the nation because being white is inherently evil. In first phase, they're going to bully and intimidate whites so much, this is the media, that they think the minorities will join in on it. Whites will then politically capitulate, even though the top nine richest groups in the U.S. by race are Asians. Whites will then become a subservient class politically, who will then grovel the system in phase one. Then even more illegals will be brought in from all over the world, and the race-based system will accelerate towards a racially based dictatorship here in the United States, carrying out this operation with a unifying caliphate Islamification as the new operating system over all these different disparate groups to unify them. known in Europe or the United States under this fusion of race-based systems with Islam is if you convert to Islam. This is the globalist master plan. The Clash of Civilizations was not just to bring in a new world war and a world government. It was meant to bring in a new world war and a capitulation of the West, of our Western values, of the Renaissance, and of Christendom to this new world government system, merging Islam with a satanic-based world government type spectrum of New Age garbage, because Islam has shown that it will always glom on the new things as well and merge with those. So this is the total abomination that the system is involved in, and that's why Russia is public enemy number one, because they've pulled out of globalism, kicked some of the oligarchs out, still fighting for their life like America, but are going back to Christianity, building churches everywhere, paying people to have kids, saying the West is trying to pump poison into their nation culturally, and saying no. So when we hear about Russian collusion, the only Russian collusion is they're nationalists, they're Christians, and if America gets back on that path, the poison that's been injected into us by satanic Hollywood to demoralize us so we'd fall to this satanic Islamic takeover will not be effective if we vomit the poison out. But that's what we have to recognize is the media, the fake culture, Hollywood, the main professors, the big universities are literally enemy bastions of tyranny. And we must not support them. We must withdraw from them because this is a cultural and spiritual war. When we come back, I'm going to play from 2 years ago that Bon Iver Alex Jones song that got 30-something million views total. When they realized that the hit piece backfired on them, they started pulling it down everywhere. But we're going to air a special version. Owen Schroeder is about to take over. We've got a new big Caitlin Bennett piece that was on Vice. It's pretty important because they actually weren't even that negative. Some good information got out and so much more. But I want to just finish up with Ilhan Omar. You understand, folks, it's been publicly decided to flood the entire world with Muslims who do not convert and who can then blow up and kill and stab and run over people all they want. And the media says it's never a Muslim when they do it, as they take over the entire planet. And as millions of Christians are displaced and slaughtered every year, as sex slavery expands, as no respect for women explodes, and leftist women literally praise Allah Akbar at their feminist events in the United States and Germany, this is mass political and cultural suicide. And we're supposed to just sit back and take it, but people aren't just sitting back, and they're not just taking it. So think of the nerve of this woman who only spews her hate of this country and how bad it is and how she wants to overturn it. And again, notice she's a Muslim, but she supports communism. She supports Venezuela. Well, that's what the Muslims did when they helped with the Russian backers invade areas of Africa. That's what they did. That's the operating system, is communism. And so, quote, democratic socialism is the gateway merged with Islam. And that's the operating system. 3 billion Muslims in just 9 years, 1.8 billion now. Another 10 years after that, they're saying it's going to be something like 4 billion Muslims. 4 billion Muslims unified in their lust for power, their lust for control. Now, some Muslims aren't part of that, but they're not the leadership. They're not real Islam. So people call it radical Islam. This is orthodox Islam, and the establishment is allied with it. The filthy left is consciously aware of what they're doing. It's their master plan. So Stephen Miller says, oh, yeah, we've got a policy to bring in, you know, more workers for the factories or whatever, probably even too many because the left brainwashes them. It doesn't go as far as they should because the country's under total attack. But then you've got people like Ilhan Omar saying he's a, quote, white nationalist. Folks, she is an Islamic world government caliphate supporter. That's what a global caliphate is an Islamic state worldwide forcing you into it. So they're going to create a clash of civilizations and then make us join a form of New Age Islam with Islamicists as the enforcers everywhere. Orthodox Islam has a big system of pedophilia in it. Left likes that. Yeah, they hate hate Christians. Left likes that. They're very expansionist and adopt socialism and communism. Left likes that. And so it's here. Everyone's being conquered. All these collaborators are rolling over to it. It's absolutely pathetic, absolutely sick. And all these pigs are all over television saying that the president, the article's up on Infowars.com, that it's a form of violence. That's their talking point when he fires people not doing their job. When he tries to defend the country just a little bit. When he tries to stand up to the Chinese or anything. It's all workplace violence. When he fires people that aren't doing good deals for our nation. These people are the enemy. And they've got this incredible job of trying to convince us that loving our country, loving being successful, loving free market is bad. So that said, we're going to go to this Bon Iver piece because we need to look back on the level of crime, the level of violence, the level of terrorism, the level of terror plots in Europe and here, and the fact that the Somalis are per capita the most violent group, by demographic, most violent Islamic group that will not accept us in their country, but we must accept them and commit cultural suicide. If they want to adopt the Western standards and all the rest of it, that's fine, but they can't seem to do it. The left is there coddling them as an important cancer cell to bring down this country. Just like they had Brian Stelter calling me a disease and a virus, and they had Stelter this weekend again with his guest saying, oh, the virus of right-wing media, the virus of Tucker Carlson spreading the disease of nationalism. No, globalism is the disease. Free market, capitalism, and nationalism, and the family, and Christianity is the cure. And everybody knows Christianity creates incredible wealth. It creates incredible success. That said, it takes wealth to fight this operation. I've been so busy the last 2 weeks that I never got rid of the big mega sale store-wide free shipping, but 7 of our nutraceuticals sold out. So I've changed the name of the sale to the mega spring sale, and we can put that up on screen because I've just had no time to even focus on marketing, which our marketing's just straight up. Here are the products. They're high quality. They work really well. So we've got this big spring special that's going on right now that is going to have to end because everything is selling out, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of our best-selling items have sold out. A lot of the other great items are still there. So we have the spring super sale. We still have X2, the amazing deep earth crystal iodine. We still have Super Blue at 50 to 60% off. We still have Super Wound Gel. We still have amazing DNA Force at 60% off. That's unprecedented. Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullets, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 55% off. But these specials, I promise you, when I get back, this is just the original sale, but now more limited items because, again, 7 items have sold out. So this is an unprecedented sale, but whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a T-shirt. We've got hundreds of great T-shirts that spread the word, that help you meet like-minded people. And I want to thank everybody, again, for their support. We're under globalist attack. George Norrie said last night with me that he's never seen someone under this much attack on any scale. He said now even rivaling Trump, and he was a naval officer, 3-time Emmy Award winner for his TV news production. So he's a journalist. And he was asking me privately and on air, what do you think is going on? And I said, well, it's like the amount of propaganda they put out before they invade a country, but more. He said, you're right. Then what is it? And I said, they've chosen us to steal our identity of populists and people that support America, that image of victory with Trump getting elected, and turn into something evil, turn into a straw man, and then use that as a weapon against everybody. So that's why keeping InfoWars on air, standing strong, fighting hard, and boldly is so critical, because the enemy wants to capture us politically and then use us as an enemy against the people. Doesn't mean I'll literally do that, but it's captured, fraudulent persona. First they kill your identity, first they kill your name, then they put you in prison or kill you physically. So I'm fighting for my life here, but I'm fighting for all our lives, and I think people understand that and they know that. So here's the piece they wanted to make fun of. They put my voice to music about we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too, oh they so good, oh they so sweet. And I talked 2 years ago about how they're keeping babies alive and selling their organs, and boy, it was all a big funny joke, but it's not a joke now. So here is this piece, and back to Owen Schroyer, Caitlin Bennett, and so much more. God bless you all, and whatever you do, spread the word, today, because only you can override the censors. Only you can get around what they're doing. Only you can spread the signal, because you are the resistance. I salute you. I thank you. God bless you all.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murderers, scum, marijuana, giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we wanna eat babies." I have them on video.
I love Satan, so
thank you.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, "Me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?"
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
Christian murderers, scum, marijuana, giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people?
I go out and face these scum. That's right.
They literally crawl out from under rocks.
Or out from a Democrat office.
And they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we wanna eat babies." I have them on video.
I love Satan, so...
I kill my kids.
We've gotten more of videos since that original cut anyway.
He came, he saw.
They brag about aborting babies.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood.
Huma Abedin, whose husband Anthony Weiner had to register as a sex offender.
Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, "Me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?"
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
Oh, that's right. They just reopened the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile case files, only for unnamed attorneys trying to silence it.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice head itself rising up against us.
Maybe we're just in hell. We haven't realized it yet.
I'm so pissed. We're going to stay.
You just had, like, 50 stabbings in a week in London. It's really working over there.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town in Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, "Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points."
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you just had in Maryland a radical Islamic terror attack thwarted by the authorities. A young gentleman was planning a truck attack to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. I've got a couple more news stories to cover before I sign off. I'm going to be hosting the fourth hour as well. I'll open up the phone lines. Before I get into that, Vice featured Caitlin Bennett in a piece of theirs. We air that piece on the Alex Jones Show now.
A young Yahoo named Caitlin Bennett took some fun college graduation photos at Kent State.
Oh, shit. Okay. She came through with the Draco, nigga, to graduation.
Go ahead and
first
dump
of all,
that.
That's not even a look. That good does not go with that dress, Caitlin.
Wow.
Flop.
Wow.
I would have wore some nude pumps, not those black heels. They're too funky for you.
She got her gun at Bass Pro Shop and the shoes from Charlotte Russe. Now that I graduated from Kent State, I can finally arm myself on campus.
Today, Caitlin went on Fox and Friends to own the liberals. Ha, ha, ha. Cop getting libertard tears.
Yeah, got you, libtards.
Why did you want to carry a gun on campus?
Because mad niggas was gunning for me.
Simply to express my Second Amendment right. Also,
I have beef with Lil Tay. She's not playing out here.
We were doing an event where we just opened a discussion to people to come talk to us about gun rights, and my cameraman got assaulted. If we had a firearm present, I definitely believe that wouldn't have happened.
She would have killed him? What?
Oh, yes, you would have. Right. It wouldn't have happened because I would have clapped his ass.
I was not expecting the blatant racism that's been thrown at me.
Why is it, what's racist? Because the gun's black? Yo, you're not going on Ellen. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. No.
You got at least.
Even the Yolin kid is like, nah, you wallet. That's too much.
I would do it again, and I wish that I could do it with a fully automatic machine gun. And, you know.
Yo, get the f- out of here. Get the f- out of here.
I know everyone else in school was like, yo, I'm glad she's gone. That yo, she was crazy.
Bro. Is she a senior, bro? Like,
she,
yo,
really brought the, gun to graduation. Oh. But back off, guys, because I know you're hot and bothered, but she has a man.
That's right. No? Dun, dun, dun. And it's Seth Curry. This guy's mad ethnically ambiguous.
He looks like a little Fortnite character. I can't tell what ethnicity is. Like, he's about to protect the gap.
Bruh, he really... Wow! Bruh, he dead ass looks like a Curry.
He's white brother. And black at the same time. I can't get offended. Well played, Caitlin.
Wow!
Well played.
You found the male Meghan Markle, you sly fox.
He's like, am I Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter? You'll never know.
He's like, yo, look at the lineup. Like, the haircut says black, the shirt says white. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know...
How is this not considered racist?
Definitely be like white, but
oh, because they're black?
He's throwing us off, man. Yeah. With the boot cut kind of thing with the jeans.
It's kind of boot cut, but it's
if a conservative did a segment like this, they'd be called racist. Damn. Which I don't care. I mean, say whatever you want.
I love logic. We'll be like,
none of this even makes sense to me. It's not even funny.
Caitlin's got a man.
What the hell did I just watch? That is the dumbest thing. What is that? No, seriously, what is that? I don't know what that is. Is that a show on TV? I guess the crew doesn't know either. They're just giving me silence over here. You know, I don't claim to be a comedian or a funny person here, but let me just tell you, the jokes that we have and the fun that we have here, unscripted... on InfoWars is funnier than that. I didn't get, but you know what? Here's a funny thing that I'm a little confused about, because these two guys, these two black guys, first of all, you're allowed to make racial jokes if you're black, I guess. If you're white, you can't. No, you can. They'll just get called a racist, but that's neither here nor there. I really don't care about that. And I'm sure these guys are fine. We'd probably get along. But I'm a little confused about something here because, I mean, growing up, to me, I had the most propaganda, if you would say pro-gun propaganda, came from black people. It came from like the rap and hip-hop industry. Like it was all about having your gun. And then they sit there and they say, whoa, is she threatening to kill someone because she has a gun? Again, this comes from the entertainment culture. I mean, it's like, yeah, you're in a situation in a movie, and then what happens? Somebody flashes the gun. Like, that doesn't mean you're going to kill them. That means, yeah, I'm here. I got protection. Like, you know, don't mess with me. But this is really just low IQ humor, and they're just trying to pick at low-hanging fruit. They probably don't even believe half the crap they say on air. They just say it because they just want to be, I guess, entertaining or funny. But yeah, I mean, like, what happened? Like, so I mean, gun culture comes from black culture. Like, the gun culture isn't something that's just from white people. Like, I don't get it. Like, you couldn't even watch a rap video from the late 90s without seeing a gun. Oh, but if a white girl does it, like, somehow it's cultural. It's a cultural thing, and she's threatening to kill you if she shows you have a firearm for protection. Whatever. My IQ just went down from that. I don't know. I'm going to really have to find a way to get my IQ back up from that low-level nonsense. Wow, that's the kind of dribble that people put out. And, you know, it's so funny because of the internet era and the ability to go live and use all these different social media platforms, it's creating a lot new. There's a lot of new content. You have a lot of options of content. And it's just so funny. And I'm not trying to be rude to people out there. And I don't know who these guys are. Maybe they have a big following or whatever. I don't know their politics. Like I said, I'm sure we'd probably even get along. But it's just funny to me to see all this new content sprouting up. And I'm encouraging it. Don't get me wrong. I'm encouraging people to go do new YouTube stuff and to go do stuff for themselves. It's just funny to me how, I mean, like, for example, InfoWars, I don't know how to properly analyze this. All this new stuff that's cropping up, because mainstream television news is trying to get behind it, basically. Because you've got organically people sprouting up and making a name for themselves, like Candace Owens. You know, she didn't need to be promoted by television news to do her thing. But there's all this other stuff that television and major mainstream outlets are trying to do to get in on the internet content revolution. And it just sucks. It just sucks. Like, it all fails. Like, how many Comedy Central shows have they had where they make fun of Alex Jones and make fun of InfoWars and they come and go overnight? It's not working, guys. Go with real content. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Not sure where to go here. To be honest, I'm still in shock from whatever I just watched in the last segment. My IQ is still low. I'm trying to get it back up. I've already drank all my Turbo Force that comes in the sachet. So I'm just trying to recover my IQ from that low IQ segment that I just witnessed. I don't even know what it was. So I may have to do a second Turbo Force or take some Brain Force or something, because this is just out of control. Let's do clip 20, actually, and maybe put an end cap on this story. New York City Health Department puts yeshiva schools in Williamsburg on notice on unvaccinated students.
Neighborhood officials say the vast majority of Orthodox Jews in Williamsburg are vaccinated, but because this community is so tightly knit, even a few anti-vaxxers is causing the measles outbreak to grow.
There is no religious exemption on measles.
This is unbelievable.
All prominent rabbis have issued declarations clearly stating that everyone should vaccinate.
Gary Schlesinger of Parcare Community Health Network in Williamsburg is trying to reverse false information being spread about the measles vaccine through the Orthodox community.
They're spreading this information through hotlines, some publications. I've seen some mailings.
Since the measles outbreak began in October, the health department says there have been 285 reported cases in Brooklyn's Orthodox Jewish community, 246 of which are children. And so far, 21 people have been
been hospitalized.
Yeah, I think five active cases right now. This is all over reporting. It's like what they do with gun violence.
Will face fines or possibly be shut down.
Yes, me, I say do it.
Yeah, now, no, de Blasio says $1,000 fine if you don't vaccinate.
It's people that are afraid. It's damaging.
City Councilman Stephen Levin represents Williamsburg.
Every child has to be registered, and so we
work with
the schools to do this.
In Rockland County, there have been 167 cases of measles. Friday, a Supreme Court judge blocked an executive order banning unvaccinated children from public places.
Yeah, because that's illegal. Good for the judge.
New York State, it's only going to spread unless we fix the problems in the system. And the problem
is, you know what? Pause this. Pause this. I tell you. You know, I kind of have a new outlook on life because of stuff like this. And it's actually helping me kind of accept my insomnia now, where it's like I don't even try to sleep half the time anymore. But it's moments like this where I actually think I'm living in a video game. These people can't be real. Because is there any applied logic here? How is it if you're vaccinated, you're worried about getting measles? And if the vaccine doesn't work, then why are you taking it? And then overall, above it all, why are you for medical tyranny? Religious exemption, you say, doesn't exist? All right, finish the report.
Around New York State, it's only going to spread unless we fix the problems in the system. And the problems are we have
get the vaccine if you're worried.
New York City ordered yeshivas to ban unvaccinated students in December, but says one in Williamsburg did not comply.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you. You know what?
40 cases.
This is total confirmation. They're running a medical test in New York, folks. They're running a medical test on these Jews in New York. That guy's probably part of it right there. Right there. Who's Parcare? Did we ever find out what Parcare is? Oh, there's de Blasio.
We have clear penalties. Clear.
Yeah, the guy who employs pedophiles. This is medical tyranny, man. That's my red line right there. Nope. No, this is actually, I'm talking to the crew. This is like, honestly, I'm actually struggling to put words to this. You may be the heavyweight champ. I mean, folks, we know about all the big medical tests that they've done with syphilis on black people and AIDS. They're doing, folks, we're all guinea pigs for the vaccine program if you really want to get down to brass tacks. But what's happening in New York right now to this Jewish community? You better watch out, because I think they're testing something on y'all up there right now. Forced vaccinations, fines if you don't get vaccinated, telling you can't go out in public. Folks, they're running a test. They are testing something right now in those vaccines on people in New York, and specifically that Jewish community. Print that one up, Media Matters. And while you're printing that up, please link to the story about how governments tested when they injected Americans with plutonium. Did you forget about that one? The ones when they injected Americans with syphilis? The ones where they patented AIDS? You sick freaks. So yeah, go ahead and put this one. InfoWars conspiracy theorist Owen Schroyer says that forced vaccinations in New York is a big medical test on Jewish community. Print that one, Media Matters. See, that's when they don't print it, is when I want them to print it. Like, I want you to print that. You think that makes me look bad? I'll look like a genius in 20 years when it comes out. Folks, this is not a coincidence. Please don't be this naive, ladies and gentlemen. That this tight-knit Jewish community happens to be where they're rolling out this test case, and that they're going to fine you if you don't take a vaccine. They're telling you can't go in public if you don't take a vaccine. Folks, wake up and smell the coffee, please. They sprayed an entire community of black people in St. Louis to see how they would respond to an adjuvant in the spray. Sprayed an entire building. came out years later. Government does this all the time. And I think they're doing it right now. But that's what I'm saying. The crew in the break was telling me, like, since when is measles such a big deal? Unless you have an autoimmune disorder or you have a very weak immune system because you're up in there in age, it doesn't even matter. Here's the story. Army scientists secretly sprayed St. Louis with radioactive particles for years to test chemical warfare technology. Folks, wake up! Wake up! You are a guinea pig! You are a guinea pig for the New World Order. They're testing vaccines on you right now. Oh, 5G is coming. You're a guinea pig for 5G. But you know what? They've already done the experiments. They're going to blast you to death with 5G, and they're going to make you upload yourself to a machine. It's all happening right now. It's all happening literally right now. Wow. I'm just floored by this. I just can't believe that this happens and people are just so clueless. Whew. This is scary. This is really scary. You got to understand, man. You don't know what they're putting in those vaccines. And look, I know people that make vaccines. I've had people in my family that have actually been scientists on top vaccines. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not even saying you guys are involved. You guys are just running the scientific tests to produce the vaccines. Then they're rolling it out on a test case basis for multiple things. See if they can force you to take it. See what adjuvants they can get in there to make you take it. See what response people have to the adjuvants. And then who knows what else they're putting in there. I tell you, my heart hurts right now for New York. My heart hurts for you guys. What a beautiful state. And it's just... They're running a massive test right now with these vaccines, folks. They're literally running a massive test right now, and the measles is the excuse. And the American public are so ignorant. And you know what it is, honestly. And we all fall victim of this. Oh yeah, Ron Rosenstein's sister is the director, or former director. I don't know if I don't know if she still is. But I digress. I just. It's just so bad, man. Cuomo says America's never great. De Blasio has top staffers or huge monster pedophiles. Now they're forcing you to vaccinate. I mean, this is bad news, man. This is bad news. And if they successfully do this in New York over measles, I can't believe this, man. This is like them saying, they're going to force vaccinate for chicken pox. I mean, folks, the measles is not that big of a deal. It's not. And I know it can be deadly for certain people, but overall, it's not. Honestly, there was a measles outbreak in Brazil. When I was down in Brazil 2 years ago, there was a measles outbreak. And they tested people coming back for measles. And Brazil, you have to take a measles vaccine in Brazil. In fact, it's so bad down there, every Brazilian has a scar on their arm from all the vaccines they take. Think about that. I mean, you want to talk mark of the beast in the flesh. But then there's a measles outbreak. I literally lived with an individual in Brazil who had measles for a week. For a week. You know what they told her? They said, just don't. You're contagious, so, you know, wear a breathing mask. Don't touch stuff. Don't share germs with people. Most of the time, she wasn't even wearing a breathing mask. She had a little bit of a swollen cheek. Her and her boyfriend were, you know, they didn't stop engaging in any activity. I'll just put it that way. He never got the measles. I never got the measles. I was hanging out with her for a week. I'm still here. I just can't believe they're going to get away with this. All right. All right. It's fine. Just medical tyranny is here, folks. Just know that. Medical tyranny is here. And if they can get away with forced vaccinations and whatever tests they're running up there in New York, all bets are off. All bets are off, folks. All right. I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to take calls for the rest of the broadcast, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number right now. 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-2539. You can call in on any topics. Ilhan Omar, forced vaccines. I'd say those are the two leading topics for today, though. Man. When I think about, because you got to really actually kind of dig into your own consciousness and think about what your red line is. I mean, what is the moment where you really, like what they were saying about Caitlin Bennett, like, oh, you know, I got a gun. I mean, what moment is it that you really, when someone's going to, and when you really like, okay, take it from my cold dead hands. Because I've thought about this. I mean, even gun confiscation. Like, would you be willing to die? Would you be willing to get in that firefight if somebody came door-to-door gun confiscation? And for that, part of me is like, well, I mean, I'd probably end up getting railroaded and die later, but I'm not sure if I was in that instance, maybe depending on the situation. Forced vaccines? No. 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 I already intellectually know that's my red line. I'm telling you, even gun confiscation, even if they came to my house, I'm still unclear in my own head about whether I would actually go out in that firefight. But let me tell you something. Forced vaccines, I'm already consciously, philosophically, that's my red line. No. Or if you want a microchip, that's the other thing too. If you come to my door and tell me that you have to give me a microchip or tell me that you have to vaccinate me, well, you're not going to need to vaccinate me when you're done with me because I'll be dead. Because it ain't happening. You're not putting a microchip in me. I'm human. You're not going to force vaccinate me. I have rights. I have freedoms. That is medical tyranny. America, please reject medical tyranny.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before I get into those phone calls, folks, got to remind you about the spring super sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes 60% off. Yes, you heard me, 60% off top-selling supplements like Bodies, top-selling supplements like Brain Force Plus. We played a clip earlier from some Vice segment. My IQ sunk drastically listening to that dribble. I had to hit some Brain Force just to get my IQ back up to operable levels. So Brain Force, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now within the domestic United States. Store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got, folks, you know, the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is the best thing since sliced bread. So someday they're going to have to change that saying from the best thing since sliced bread to the best thing since Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. That's on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the t-shirts. Check out the ball caps. Check out the survival gear. Check out the toothpaste. Check out the water filters. Check out the air filters. I really do love my Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. I got a couple of them at my home. And if you have pets specifically, you will really appreciate the Alexa Pure Breeze. I mean, it helps with dandruff and hair, but really with the odor more than anything. It's just incredible. In fact, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes my Alexa Pure Breeze is a little rude because I'll walk by and it'll turn on. And it's basically telling me I stink. So it does have a bit of an attitude. It will turn on if you have body odor. It will turn on to rid the air of those odors. Yes, that's how strong the Alexa Pure Breeze is. I've got a little tortoise, not so little anymore, but my tortoise farts from across the room, and the Alexa Pure Breeze kicks on. So if you have a pet, you will really appreciate the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter and free shipping right now, store-wide, to orders inside the United States. All right, let's go out to our great audience here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's begin. Let's go to my friend MAGA Titan in Florida, who technically Roger Stone, I think, owes you the bullhorn, but I'm not sure if he can legally even touch a bullhorn right now. So we may have to find another plan. But MAGA Titan joins me. He kicks it off today on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, MAGA Titan.
Well, besides that bullhorn, I still love you. But I'm so freaking pumped right now. You want to know why, Owen?
I want to know why.
I just received Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Ultimate Fish Oil for $70. I didn't even have to pay for shipping.
Now, I've heard if you take the Ultimate Fish Oil at night, you can talk to Santa Claus.
Oh, listen, I saw Santa Claus twice last night, and, you know, Alex is right about that. But, you know, in all seriousness here, this is life-changing. I've got before pics. After pics are coming soon. It is life-changing. Get your products.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Wait. Before and after. So did you do some like a cleanse or a body transformation or something?
Oh, let me tell you something. Before I decided to actually commit and diet and take the products, I was a slob. I was what you would call liberal. And it actually woke me up. And, you know, it changed my life. I mean, it really is. I mean, Super Male Vitality gives your wang weight.
Wow, that's a punchline right there. That's a sell line right there.
Well, listen, in all seriousness, you know, we're talking about the forced vaccines. It would never happen. I'm with you, Owen. I just, you know, we cannot, it could never happen. Not for me, at least not for anybody I know. They want to dumb down the conversation to reparations so we don't think about these things. How about reparations for all Americans? How about reparations for us who had to, you know, go through GMO and the fluoride in the water? You know, and how about chemtrails or stratosphere?
Yeah. See, that's actually a good twist off of their reparations narrative. Yeah, how about reparations for all of us that have paid for foreign wars that we were lied into, like the Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, so that, yeah. And then, but you know, I don't even, it's an interesting angle, but it's not like, I don't want to go with the Yang thing where he has the freedom dividend and he just gives everyone $1,000 a month. I just don't think handouts do anything, but I like the intellectual twist. It's like, oh, if we're going to do reparations, let's talk about reparations for the Americans that have been affected by all of it. Like you said, the chemtrails, the lying us into war, or, you know, I think Trump should actually come out and say, you know what? We should do slave reparations. If you were a slave, come contact the White House. And if you ever owned a slave, come contact the White House. We'll take care of you. Guess what? No one's going to be contacting the White House.
It's all a word game. It's all mind games. They're all lawyers. They're all actors. They're all fakes. They're all that's what they do. They're paid to lie. They've sold out to the system, whether it's a satanic system, whatever it is. It's demonic. It's evil. It's anti-American, and we're done with it. We see them. We'll never go back to sleep. We're making truth the mainstream again. They will never shut us down.
Oh, we're already the mainstream. That's what frustrates them so much. That's one of the biggest con jobs that they play, is that we're not mainstream. We're not popular. We kick CNN's ass up and down the sidewalk. Brian Stelter can't even get out of bed before InfoWars has run 300 laps around him. That's what makes them so mad. And we have the greatest audience in the world that supports us. That's what makes them even more mad, that they can't shut us down, like you, MAGA Titan, that supports us. I'm looking forward to seeing your before and after pics. You know, I always like seeing transformation, because it is hard. I mean, it's hard to have a busy day and then have enough energy to have the discipline to commit yourself to being physically as fit as you can be. So I admire that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, listen, I literally got in a car accident after I met you at the Alex Jones rally. We hung out. We had a blast over there in Texas. Shout out to Austin, Texas. had a blast over there, even though it's a liberal, you know, city over there. We love it. We had a great time over there. But I got in a car accident for 3 months. I couldn't work out. Bad shoulder pain. And I wasn't really even taking the products. And I gained weight. People see it in the videos. Man, you gained weight. Da-da-da. You know, and took the products again. And, man, I'll tell you what. Right now, it's a whole new life for me. And the girl of my dreams, literally.
All right, let's G-rated family audience here. Calm it down.
Almost in the bag. Almost in the bag. That's it right there. That's
all where I'm can where can people see your before and after testimony from the InfoWars Life products?
It's coming soon, but I just put a video out. It's about 7 minutes long, and I've got my friend Roberto, the fake liberal, who actually tried the product. Go to @MAGA_Titan on Twitter and MAGA Titan on Facebook. You can see the video there where he actually tries it out, and you'll have a great laugh. Watch it all the way to the end.
All right, there you go. MAGA Titan calling in from Florida. Good to hear from you today. All right, when we come back, I'm going to continue to pile drive through all of these calls. I'm gonna do my best to take every caller. If we've taken your name, I'm going to do my best to take every caller whose name is on the board in the last two segments of the Alex Jones Show. But make my job easier by going to InfoWarsStore.com in this break, buying some toothpaste, buying the DNA Force Plus, buying the Brain Force Plus, buying an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Make my job easier by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that I can have more time to take your calls. And we will do that on the other side.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
The secrets of the universe. You already have all of them. Built into your own existence. Your own consciousness. Just waiting. Waiting for you. To harness the power of the universe. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls for the next two segments. I want to mention a couple things before I commit to that. Just to make this connection. Because there's more news coming about the lady that got in the Mar-a-Lago event. She had a bunch of cash. She had a bunch of high advanced technology. Basically, it was a spy is what it's looking like. This woman was a spy. For who or what? Still being debated. But definitely sent in as a spy. Was paid to be there. And I think that that's the main reason why Trump had fired the Secret Service director. Michael Cohen, who's trying to get out of jail time by saying, oh, I can give you more with Trump. I can give you more with Trump. Michael Cohen, you're a traitor. You're a rat. You're a loser. And if you thought for 1 second you could work with these corrupt jack you-know-whats and get out of jail, well, I guess you learned the hard way. You rat. You. All right. Black holes picturing the heart of darkness. So now CERN is apparently about to, I think it's CERN. I could be wrong about that, actually. I mean, who knows how many black holes CERN has made or whatever else they're doing. But somebody, I read this story. I forget who it was. Somebody's literally about to make a black hole and then take a picture of it. So I'm sure nothing will go wrong with that. Brain zaps boost memory in people over 60, studies finds. Folks, they've already had this technology. They already know how to access parts of your brain using electrical frequencies. But maybe now it's about to come out to the public, though. All right. Oh, one more thing. For the second day in a row, I did the avocado challenge, where I take a bag of avocados to Democrat offices. There's two offices here in Austin. I'm telling you, I think I'm living a Mandela effect because there were literally three the other day and I had planned on hitting all three of them this week. And then I went and looked and now there's only two. So I think they Mandela affected me out of one of those videos. But maybe that's from CERN. But if you want to watch my avocado video, you can go to my Twitter @AllIDoIsOwen. My name is Beto right now, so people are kind of confused. I changed my name from Owen Troyer to Beto just to troll the Dems right now. I'm just going to leave it up there for a minute. But we'll air that in the War Room, which airs 3 to 6 p.m. Central weekdays at InfoWars.com/show. That's where I'm normally hosting, filling in for Alex while he's out. Now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's make them quick, guys. I want to take as many as possible, starting with Jim in California. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I know that you and Alex both are pretty smart guys. You read the Bible, I understand. At least you seem to. Is there any time that you have considered that the days you're living in now is the end of what Jesus called it, Matthew 24:14, the conclusion of the system of things?
Well, more and more, that's a tough one. I would say that, you know, Revelation is being revealed more and more, not to sound redundant. So yes, as far as that's concerned, but there's more of that. There's more metaphysical things that I go through in my mind. And when I see stuff, I'm almost beginning to wonder if we're actually in hell right now. We're actually in hell already.
Except what the word hell means, you're not. That's it's very interesting. I was looking up definitions of words and where they come from, and I thought, here's one that was interesting for you. The word Satan comes from a root word that means liar, and the word devil comes from the root word that means manslayer. And so when you think of these liars that are in the government right now, it's like, wow. Even Jesus said that they were like their father. They're liars like their fathers. And it fits so well. But I just wondered, because that was something that I consider. And
I think that I'm speaking for myself, I guess, but I think a lot of people feel the same way. Your understanding, your interpretation of the Bible kind of changes with time, with age, with experience. And so I could definitely say that's the case for me. And just the way I kind of read the Bible now has even changed. But I grew up in a Catholic household, Christian household. I went to Catholic school and then a Christian high school. I always grew up reading the Bible, studying religion. I had to take world religion classes. So I'm very familiar with all of it. But your interpretation and everything kind of changes over time, I think, with age and experience. And you start to learn that some of the things, because language changes over time, and you start to learn that some of the things in the Bible are written or said, and they're not even, in my opinion, meant to be interpreted or perceived in our current existence, in our current dimension. And I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of how I feel about it now, in my older age, after experiencing what I've experienced in the world and what I've experienced spiritually, and what I've experienced, the side of good and the side of evil. But that's a, boy, that's a loaded question, Jim. I don't know if I could, I'd have to keep going on that. I'm just going to leave it there and move on. But thank you for the call. Let's go to Phil in Ohio. Go ahead, Phil.
Hi, Owen. God bless you and all those involved and dedicated. I have what I think may be a possible money maker for the fight. Start with MACA to MAGA, Make America Christian Again, along with Make America Great Again. Probably be adapted to a sheet T-shirt best, but put the crucifixion cross at the top, and then under MAGA, MAGA put the word stand, and then the American flag. I think that kind of says it all. We put Jesus first, and if we do that and get in a fight, if anybody's going to win, it'll be us.
Well, there you go. You just put the idea out there, and so if anybody wants to manifest that, they can. I mean, we've got so many T-shirts at InfoWars Store, and then so many ideas we came and put out. Honestly, I don't even want to get involved with that. We have so many T-shirts already. If we put out every T-shirt idea, nobody would buy any, because we just water down our own products. But it is a good idea, Phil. But maybe that's something you could make, or if somebody wants to manifest that idea. Make America Christian Again. That's one I haven't heard yet. That's an original. All right. Thanks for the call, Phil. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your products. I've bought thousands of dollars for DNA Force and the protein bars, and it's all so good. It's changed my life. It's changed my fiance's life, the iodine. literally changed my best friend's life in one night. He woke up the next morning. It was awesome. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike. You make it all possible. I mean, we would not be here if it wasn't for people like you supporting us. So thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I am in total agreement that it's a really bad precedent with that measles vaccine right now, because just like you said, especially with the relatively benign ones, like if they can get us to all agree to take them, then what else can they do? And with this time with 5G and the blockchain, you know, it's going to be potentially really possible in our lifetime for them to not just control us at this level, but to potentially even control our consciousness with blockchain technologies and certain things like that. I wanted to at least notify the public that there's a project called e-residency in Estonia. The Pope has an e-residency card. Obama has one. Trevor Noah. So there's like big things going on with Bitcoin and Ethereum, Enterprise Alliance.
E-residencies. E-residency cards. That's a new one to me, Mike. I've never heard of that. We got to go to break, Mike. Thank you so much for the call. By the way, if there's ever been one person that I immediately change the channel, it's Trevor Noah. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah sucks.
You kill me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
You kill me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon'
the white Kanye West. In a Bernie hat. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I want to give a shout out to InfoWars Army Houston. In fact, I apologize. I'm working on other things off air. I forgot to go talk to the social media folks to see if we ever got in touch with you guys. But InfoWars Army Houston had a sign hold event over a bridge. Wanted to give you guys some love. And there's a video. Some leftist came over and was apparently triggered and crying over a "It's okay to be white" sign. So we may try to link up with them and get them on the war room. I'm also going to have them air my Avocados for Dems Part 2 on the war room. So that's all coming up at 3 o'clock at Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/war room. That's where I'm normally hosting, but filling in for Alex today. We're taking your calls. I just asked the callers. Yeah, there's the video right there from Houston, InfoWars Army Houston, out on the scene. Oh, you guys are just the best. I love you guys. And there's the leftist. But see, you notice the difference? Like, if you approach a conservative or a Trump supporter with a differing idea or with anything, they'll talk to you. But if you approach a liberal or a Democrat with a different idea, they shut you up and kick you out. All right, guys, just if you could keep the calls to 60 seconds, because I'm going to try to squeeze through six calls here. Let's start with Eric in Ohio. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. I was just watching a little bit ago on C-SPAN 3, the hate crimes and white nationalists.
Are you talking about the Candace Owens thing?
Yes, the Candace Owens thing. I switched over from you guys to check out, see what was going on. Obviously, it was down on C-SPAN 3, a little bit hard to find for people. But I looked at it, and I'm like, when I looked it up online, it was just about hate crimes. Now, if you look on C-SPAN 3, it specifies hate crimes and white nationalists. So it's even like C-SPAN, which I believe is publicly funded. I might not be right on that. Is also trying to cause that wedge into American society.
You know,
which I think
actually now since you're C-SPAN, actually I think it's privately funded. It's a cable broadcasting system. Where it gets funding though, that's actually a good question. I'm not sure if it's public or not. We can look into that. But there's no doubt that all avenues are being used right now to attack anything that's America or divide America. So yeah, but what they've done is they've levied this false equivalency on America's consciousness that nationalism equals white nationalism, white nationalism equals white supremacy, therefore white supremacy equals racism, therefore following that formula, nationalism equals racism. So here it is. C-SPAN, Cable Satellite Public Affairs Network, is a private nonprofit company created by the cable television industry as a public service. No government funding. Yeah, I thought it was all funded by cable networks. So, but regardless, they do their own political stuff. It's all leaning left over there anyway, just because that's the political correct nature of it. But no, this is the left saying that, again, nationalist equals white nationalist equals white supremacy equals racist. Therefore, the formula nationalism equals racist. So, yeah, if you're Candace Owens, who's black, you're a white nationalist. If you're Ben Carson, who's black, you're a white nationalist. You know, if you're a Latino American that puts America first, you're a white nationalist. So this is just the delusion. This is just the deranged, quite frankly, mental illness of the left in America today. Thanks for the call, Eric. Let's go to Christian calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Christian.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to expand on what you were talking about earlier from the Jewish community in New York and how they're being targeted. So recently my kids, they got the flu, and I guess you can say I was brainwashed because I've been giving them vaccines since they were born. And this year they got the flu shot. I took them to a local immunization center where they pretty much give you free vaccines or Medicaid vaccines. And I honestly believe that there was something in that vaccine that caused them to get the flu this year, because I have never had a problem with them catching anything. And
well, I can already tell you. Well, I can already tell you what was in the vaccine that gave them the flu. It was the flu. The vaccine gave them the flu.
Yeah, they gave them a weakened flu.
But you know just that. As a principal thing, because you said something, the immunization center giving out free vaccines, I want to explain something. I'm not talking to you, but just overall, nothing is free, folks. If somebody's saying it's free, there's a string attached. Like, I don't know what people haven't learned about this yet. Like, they say Facebook is free. No, they take all your data. Using Google is free. No, they take all your data. Like, all these companies say, oh, it's free. No, they take all your data. So I don't know what they're taking or what they're testing with these quote-unquote free vaccines, but I promise you they're not free. Anything else, Kristen?
And also, I have a blood disorder, and I got my spleen removed when I was 11. And according to the doctors, I have to get vaccines for the rest of my life to prevent infection. And I have not had a vaccine since I was a little girl, and I'm fine. I never get sick. You know, my kids have the flu, like I said, and we're fine. I don't have the flu. I'm okay. So, you know.
Yeah, it's all fear-mongering. Because it's the same thing. Like, a doctor will jump to write you a prescription. It's all big business. It's all money. It's all money. Push the vaccines, make more money. Push the pills, make more money. It's medical tyranny. Thanks so much for the call, Kristen. Let's go to Shamar. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. In Washington, go ahead, Shamar.
No, it's Shomir.
Shomir, go ahead, Shomir.
There we go. So I'm 70 years old.
And wow, you sound great for a 70-year-old, so good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, when I was a child, my mother, if she found out somebody had the chicken pox, the measles, or the mumps, we would go visit them, okay? I was the oldest of seven children. We were all exposed to those diseases before we became teenagers, okay? And from then on, we had a lifetime immunity.
Yeah, and this is common practice. Soon they'll say that that's child abuse. Soon CPS will come to your door for doing that. I remember when I was a kid, and I don't know if I've always had a strong immune system. I've got a pretty good immune system now. And I remember, my mom may correct me on this later, but I remember, because my neighborhood is pretty tight-knit and a lot of kids. And when the kids my age all got chicken pox, I remember intentionally, and it's not like my parents even told me they were doing this. They wanted me to go play with the kids that had chicken pox. They said, we want you to get chicken pox. Here's why. I said, okay, fine. I like going to play. Whatever. I'll go play with my friends. And when it first happened, I think I didn't get them. And they kept trying to get me chicken pox, and I couldn't get them. And they're like, well, maybe he had them before. And then my sister got them, who's younger. And I think I may have got them on the second wave. I can't remember. But the point is, yeah, You used to do that, and that's kind of like natural, organic vaccines is getting the disease when you're young and have a strong immune system so that then it can't hurt you or come back and get you again when you're older. I bet you, if the medical tyranny industry gets its way, within 10 years, that'll be considered child abuse.
Well, we knew the dangers of vaccines back in the early 60s, back about 1960. The information was already out there.
Well, but people don't read the information now. The information's more out there, and they still don't read it. So, hey, thank you so much for the call. All right, one more call. Let's go to Leo in Boston. Final caller of the Alex Jones Show today. Go ahead, Leo.
Yeah, we got to get December 15th on equal footing with July 4th. Do you know what that is all about?
I'm trying to remember. I know the date is something, but I'm not going to waste time, so go ahead.
1791, 10 is the clue.
I'm sorry, what?
10 is the number clue to what I'm talking about. It's the Bill of Rights that needs equal right with just July 4th. Anyway, the problem is we have a duopoly, and they won't tell the truth, and they don't let anybody in who won't play games with the duopoly. We've got to deal with Saudi Arabia and the elephant in the room that won't criticize them. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Republicans?
No, the elephant in the room that won't criticize Saudi Arabia.
No.
Oh, come on.
What, Trump?
No, the people who won't give back Golan Heights to Syria.
The Jews?
They took Golan Heights in 67.
Dude, you got 10 seconds. Say something.
I did. I just said it.
No, you're playing word games with me. Dude, I said specifically be quick. All right, Leo, it was fun. Thanks for calling. I sign off. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.